From SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball, live on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Hi, everyone. Mitchell Spelts with you on this Wednesday night. Another good one for baseball as we get set for game two of this six-game set in the I-20 rivalry between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Columbia Fireflies. Augusta, a winner in last night's back-and-forth affair with a 4-3 win. Caleb Durbin's go-ahead home run the seventh inning, a difference to break a 3-3 tie, as the Green Jacket bullpen held it down to win the opener by a single run. Now they look to make it two in a row in this series and four straight overall as Tyler Owens returns to the mound as a starter. He'll make his first start since April the 24th. His last couple times he's worked out of the bullpen has been very good, as combined for four innings of shutout baseball with two strikeouts each time. He'll take on Eric Sarantola, who will make his second start of the season against Augusta. It'll be a pair of right-handers, a couple young ones, as we get set for game two, Sarantola against Tyler Owens. We're just getting started on the On Deck Show, presented by TaxSlayer. We'll come back, take our drive around the league. We're after this on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero to pre-credit price, $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
What's...
TaxSlayer continues here from SRP Park as we gear up for game two of six between the Green Jackets and the Columbia Fireflies. Augusta going for their fourth consecutive win overall and also against the Fireflies, dating back to the opening series of the year. As we now take our drive around the league presented by Easy Go, as we look at the Carolina League scores tonight and also a look around the Atlanta Braves organization. We'll start in the Atlanta Braves minor league affiliates. Gwinnett on the road at Durham tonight. That's the Tampa Bay Rays affiliate. And they lead the Bulls 3-0. That game's in the bottom of the first inning. Good start tonight for the Stripers. Just coming up shortly, Rome hosts Winston-Salem. The Braves beat the Dash yesterday afternoon. And Mississippi is at Chattanooga, the AA affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. In the Carolina League, Lynchburg is at Down East. Charleston later on at Myrtle Beach. River Dogs beat the Pelicans in the opener. Both those teams now 19-9 and in first place. Overall in the Carolina League, winner will have it to themselves. Carolina at Fayetteville later on. Mudcats won an extra innings yesterday. Salem at Delmarva. And also a final from today. Fredericksburg tops Kannapolis in a pitcher's duel. 3-0 Fred Nats win on a combined 7 hits between the two teams. Also coming up at 7:20 tonight, locally Eastern Time, game two between the Atlanta Braves and the Boston Red Sox. Boston got the best yesterday of Atlanta 9-4 in the first of what is a short two-game series between the Braves and the Red Sox. We'll take another break on the On Deck Show. Keep it right here. Coming up next, a conversation with yesterday's starting pitcher, A.J. Smith-Shawver. That's on the way next on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the same options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
The On Deck Show continues here from SRP Park. Now time for our Phoenix Printing pregame interview. I'm now joined by last night's starting pitcher, A.J. Smith-Shawver. And A.J., last night, as good as it could go for you, 12 strikeouts across five innings. In your words, what made last night such a good night on the mound for you?
I think just everything that we worked on in the week, the coaches just helping me out. And then just having that team behind me, it helps me out a lot on the mound, gives me that confidence that I need rolling in week to week. And I think it just all the coaching that went out and all the preparation throughout the week, just kind of everything came together.
It seems like a really good three-pitch mix has developed for you as of late. Your fastball has obviously been very big, but your changeup has come along, and that slider has been a good put-away pitch. How would you describe really the transformation of maybe those secondary pitches in some big two-strike counts?
I think it's just feeling comfortable with your pitches and just trusting your stuff. Because at the end of the day, if you're not throwing with anything with conviction, you're not going to be very successful. So I think just throwing with conviction and trusting my stuff and knowing that my stuff's good enough to get people out is a big thing for me.
You've really gotten better by the start, it seems like. The numbers would bear that out. But now three straight outings, you've gone five innings. Do you feel like you're maybe getting into a groove, or maybe what do you attribute to your recent success?
I think it's a lot just me getting comfortable with pitching, and then obviously Steed and just a bunch of our coordinators coming down and helping me and just kind of figuring out what I need to do to get better. I think that we have a really good group that helps me behind the scenes where no one really sees. And I think just putting in the work week to week has really helped me, and just their guidance and kind of just what to look for and what to work on has really helped me throughout the year and helped me feel comfortable.
It seems like Mike Steed's been a big help to a lot of the pitchers on the staff, talking with a few of them. How would you describe how he's helped you specifically?
Absolutely. It's just the day-to-day stuff. Just he stays on top of me and makes sure I get my work done. Gives me drills that he thinks will help. If they help, we can stick with them. If I don't like them, we'll go on to the next one. But, I mean, he's always finding stuff that helps me just get better week to week, and always there to talk and help me through the mental side of baseball as well, which is really nice and helpful. But he's done a great job with our whole staff. I think it's proved with how they're performing. I think all of our guys have really good stuff, and just with him behind there helping everybody has really really worked out for us this year.
So you're actually a really good high school quarterback as well. Was football kind of your first love as an athlete? Was that the sport you kind of look into more long term coming up through high school?
Absolutely. Football was my main sport throughout my junior year, and then just like late summer I started messing around with pitching, and that unfolded to what it is now. But I was a big football guy raised in Texas, so football's the main sport there. That's what we're known for. So I was played a lot of football growing up, thought that was what I was going to end up doing. And then senior year, I had the opportunity and fortunate enough to have a shot at what I'm doing now, and everything just worked out.
What was that process like for you? You just talked about how really junior year is when you became really this pitcher that garnered a lot of attention, and then you get all these offers to be a baseball player at the next level. What was that like for you? Did it kind of come out of nowhere, and, you know, was it a lot to handle at that time?
Absolutely. I think it really caught me off guard. I was just kind of messing around at a practice one day, threw off the mound, was throwing pretty good. My coach put me in a game like the next week in Oklahoma, and then I was like ninth, but it definitely caught me off guard. It just wasn't where my head was at the moment. And then once I figured out that I have some potential there, I just really put my head down and started working and really focusing on the game of baseball and seeing if I couldn't give myself an opportunity for the draft coming up, and just having Bobby Witt Sr. just helping me through, and my agent just helping me through the process, my parents, my coaches, just everybody really helping me and guiding me through. It just kind of worked out for me.
Did you feel like you were maybe at a crossroads in your life, or were you pretty committed to baseball when you got selected by the Braves last year pretty early? Did you feel like at that time your heart was to be a baseball player? Were you still considering football because you were going to be a two-sport athlete at Texas Tech?
I love football, and it's always going to be a part of like who I am. But I think baseball just provided a better long-term goal, and I'm falling in love with the game more and more every day that I get the opportunity. And I'm really blessed to be where I am right now, and I'm just thankful for the opportunity that the Braves gave me and just let me live the dream.
AJ Smith-Shawver, our guest here on the On Deck Show. Do you think being a quarterback in football for as long as you did, you think that's helped you on the mound or develop over the years?
I think the mindset, I think the quarterback and baseball mindset, they kind of overlap. But I think baseball is a whole different game. But I definitely think the football gave me an edge in the start of it and just wanting to compete. That competitive side, I think, is a really big deal for baseball.
Last thing for you, AJ. I saw you pregame yesterday playing catcher Mike Steele with the football. Is that part of the warm-up process, or is that just kind of a one-time thing?
That's a part of the warm-up process. I throw the football a few times a week just to open up the shoulder, just kind of get everything moving. And I love to throw it. It's fun. I love trying to put on a little show and just throwing it, opening up the shoulder. But it's definitely a part of who I am, so I like to keep it going.
Does anybody have a better arm? Can they challenge you on the team for the best football arm on the team, or is that your title?
I'm not going to take that title. I mean, it's not that big of a deal for me, but I'd like to say I can throw it okay, pretty well, I'd say. But, I mean, we have a few guys that can sling it. I like teaching a bunch of the Latin guys how to throw the football. They're learning. They love it. So I think it's just a good atmosphere having the football around, just getting guys loose and just kind of hanging out with the team bonding and everything. But it's a lot of fun.
AJ, thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
AJ Smith-Shawver, our guest on the On Deck Show. We'll take a break and come back with the starting lineups after this on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearless.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer, as we get set for the opening pitch. Green Jackets and Fireflies. Let's check out the starting lineups first for the visiting Columbia Fireflies, managed by Tony Pena Jr. Fireflies are 10-18 on the year, currently 9 games out of first place. They are the single-A Carolina League affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Leading off in right field, River Town. Batting second in left field, Darrell Collins. Batting third is the first baseman, Guillermo Quintana. And the cleanup spot, designated hitter, Carter Jensen. Batting fifth and catching, Omar Hernandez. In the sixth spot, center fielder, Eric Pena. Rubende Jaquez bats seventh. He's at second base. In the eighth spot, third baseman, Enrique Valdez. And batting ninth, shortstop, Wilman Candelario. Again for Columbia, Town, Collins, Quintana, Jensen, Hernandez, Pena, Jaquez, Valdez, Candelario. Right-hander gets the call for the Fireflies. This will be his second start of the season against the Augusta Green Jackets. And now for those Green Jackets, who are 16-12, currently 3 games off the pace of first place in the Carolina League South Division. They're managed by Nestor Perez, and they are the single-A Carolina League affiliates of the Atlanta Braves. Leading off at second base, Geraldo Quintero. Batting second, shortstop, Cal Conley. Batting third in left field, Brandol Mesquita. Batting fourth, catcher, Adam Zabrowski. Stephen Paulini's in the five spot. He's the center fielder. Batting sixth in right field, Caden Morton. Raulio Vasquez bats seventh at first base. DHing in batting eighth, Makai Backstrom. And in the ninth spot, third baseman, Caleb Durbin. One more time for Augusta, Quintero, Conley, Mesquita, Zabrowski, Paulini, Morton, Vasquez, Backstrom, and Durbin. Starting pitcher for the Green Jackets, Tyler Owens. He is making his fourth start of the season. First time back on the hill as a starter since April the 24th. Tonight's umpires, behind home plate, calling balls and strikes, Charles Welling. On the base pass, Jalen Goodman. One final break for us when we return. Opening pitch, Green Jackets, Fireflies, Game 2 on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is hot now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Hi, this is Tyler Owens with the Augusta Green Jackets, and you're listening to the future stars of the Atlanta Braves.
Get things rolling from SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina. Mitchell Spelch with you on the call here on this beautiful Wednesday night here in the Fireflies game number 2. Game 1 was a dandy. Augusta pulled it out 4-3 thanks to a late home run. Now to make it 2 in a row in this series, they turn to Tyler Owens on the mound, who is making his 6th appearance of the year. This is his first start since the 24th of April against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He's been excellent as a reliever last couple times out, with 2 innings pitched each time, 2 strikeouts and a walk, as he is 1-0 on the season with an ERA just north of 5 in over 12 innings of work. He'll face this starting 9 for the Columbia Fireflies tonight. River Town is in the leadoff spot, followed by Darryl Collins and Guillermo Quintana. In the middle, Carter Jensen, Omar Hernandez, and Eric Pena. Bottom 3, Rebende Jaquez, Enrique Valdez, and Wilman Candelario for Tony Pena Jr.'s crew. The Columbia Fireflies are 10-18 entering play tonight. Defense behind Tyler Owens in the outfield. From left to right, Brando Mesquita, Stephen Paulini, and Caden Morton, the normal trio. Infield around the horn, Caleb Durbin, Cal Conley, Geraldo Quintero, and Braulio Vasquez. That's third to first. Adam Zabrowski, the battery made tonight for the right-hander Tyler Owens from Ocala, Florida. 13th round pick by the Atlanta Braves back in 2019, second year with the Augusta Green Jackets. Last year, a bit of a short one, dealt with some injuries. Now pitching healthy through the first month of the season, he's back on the mound as a starter. Calling the balls and strikes tonight is Charles Welling. On the base pass is Jalen Goodman. Fireflies in their road, navy blue uniforms with the bright yellow numbers, white trim, gray pants, and the blue ball caps. Military-themed jerseys tonight for Augusta. Digital camo with the forest and lime green. white pants, green ball caps. And we are ready to roll. 80-degree night here from North Augusta. So glad to have you with us. Mitchell Speltz with you. Righty on lefty to start. A first pitch to Rivertown is in there. And off we go right at 7:05. Still got plenty of room for you here at SRP Park. If you're in the area, we'd love to have you. Come on out. 0-1 pitch. Town taps one off himself, and it's quickly nothing and two. Owen's trying to build off a successful start from yesterday by A.J. Smith-Shawver, who had the best young start of his career. The 19-year-old went 5-2 pitch. Town a half swing, got crossed up a bit, but laid off a slider down and in. And it's 1-2. Tyler Owens works with a three-pitch mix, fastball, slider, and changeup. Got a nice fastball. 1-2 pitch. There's the heater, and it missed high. 2-2. Got off to a great start this year as a starter. His first start came in Myrtle Beach, and he won that game through 5 shutout innings. And a 1-0 Augusta win. 2-2 pitch. Chase swing and a miss. Got him with a hook. And there is quickly one away as Owens takes care of town on 5 pitches. When he's right, he's got as good a strikeout ability as anyone. And as mentioned, dealt with some injuries last year, so a very brief 2021. But a guy that's highly thought of in this organization, just trying to get some consistency on the mound. As he faces Darryl Collins, first pitch to Collins is fouled back, and it's 0-1. And you look at the numbers for Tyler Owens through his first 5 appearances, and they don't look eye-popping, but you ask the coaching staff, and Nestor Perez especially, as the 0-1 pitch, a little excuse-me swing, couldn't hold up. As he gave him a knuckler on the inner part, couldn't hold up. 0-2 to the lefty, Darryl Collins. It's been a couple of short starts that have hurt him as of late. The 0-2 pitch, a fly ball foul to the left side. Stays 0-2. But in those 2 short starts he's had against Fayetteville, a couple of times, it was just long innings in the first and second that knocked him out early. 0-2 pitch is just off the outside corner with a changeup, and it's 1-2. Tossed the ball well, but it was more of tip of the cap to the Woodpeckers. They really fouled off a lot of pitches, made Owens work, and as a result, that pitch count just got high really quick. 1-2 pitch, a wave and a foul, a bit of a defensive hack by Collins, and it's 1-2. So after a couple nice relief lines, and it was mostly just an effort by the coaching staff to give out Owens some work, and again, a lot of short starts. Want to extend him and make sure he's getting the work necessary to build up that arm strength, and now he's back on the mound as a starter tonight. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It is inside. 2-2. Once again for Columbia, it's a very left-handed, heavy lineup. Not as lefty deep of a lineup as you'll find in the Carolina League. 2-2 pitch. A fly ball lifted to right as this one's going down the line, and it will go foul into the seats. Collins nicely on it, though. Remains 2-2. 6 left-handers in there. Collins, one of them. 2-2. A swing and a miss. Came down and in again, and Owens got a couple quick strikeouts to begin his night. Well-placed fastball that time. Ambushed him on the inner half, and a good start for Tyler Owens. 2 away now for Guillermo Quintana. No score. Here's he playing the top of the first. Tyler Owens with a possible 1-2-3 inning. 13 pitches through the first couple batters. He has struck them both out. He's thrown 9 strikes. First pitch to Quintana. Tails down and away. 1-2. Now that Collins at bat was kind of prototypical of what Owens has seen his last 2 times as a starter. Just a lot of long battles. Unable to get that final strike on some guys as the 1-0 pitch is cut on and missed. Gassed him up, and it's 1-1. It's all about executing. You put the ball in the right spot, you'll get the results you're looking for. Break-even pitch, a fly ball to right, going back. Caden Morton, as he glides back near the track with room, makes the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Tyler Owens. A couple strikeouts and a fly to right. And we're through a half inning to play. It's the Fireflies, nothing. Green Jackets coming up next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team locally. Because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Inning in 16 pitches as he puts up a zero, gets through them in three batters. Now the Augusta offense comes up for the first time tonight against righty Eric Sarantola, who's making his fifth start of the year. He's 1-1 with an ERA just north of four. He's been especially good over his last two outings that have been shorter ones. Two innings last time out against Delmarva, three innings prior to Down East, and did not get a run in either one of those. However, Green Jackets got him for five runs back in his first starting game, number three of the year. He'll face Geraldo Quintero, who makes his way to the batter's box. He'll lead it off. Cal Conley back second. Brandel Mesquita once again in the three-hole. Adam Zabrowski, Stephen Paolini, Caden Morton in the middle. Braulio Vasquez, Mekhi Backstrom, Caleb Durbin, the final third in the order. For Nestor Perez's Augusta Green Jackets. Switching in Quintero, bats as a lefty against the big right-hander, Eric Sarantola. First pitch is a little outside, and it's one ball, no strikes. A 6'5 right-hander, 225-pound Sarantola from Mississippi State University, the defending national champs in college baseball. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a liner to right, well struck. This one's going to get down, a base hit. Cut off by Rivertown, Quintero be held to a single as he hits that one on the screws. And Quintero, after being kept off the base paths yesterday, comes up with a hit on the second pitch he sees. Leadoff man is on for Augusta for Cal Conley. Green Jackets out hit Columbia yesterday 7-6, which was a pretty evenly matched game. The big difference might have been the errors at the end. Columbia had four of them. Augusta did have two. There's pitch to Conley, tails down and away, and it's 1-0 to the Augusta shortstop. Guys, the pitching was equally as good. A.J. Smith-Shawver was excellent, but his counterpart, and Noel Cameron, also threw the ball especially well. Throw over to first is close, but back with a dive is Quintero. One ball, hit himself yesterday, also scored a run in the opening inning. A 1-0 pitch, Conley a swing and a miss. Came down and in with one, good spot that time by Sarantola. One ball, one strike. A couple of draft picks from a season ago for their respective clubs. Conley a fourth rounder by Atlanta. Sarantola picked in the fifth by Kansas City. There goes Quintero, 1-1 pitch is tomahawk foul to the left side. Quintero had a good jump, but he'll have to go back. A guy like Cal Conley's got the pitch he's looking for. You best let him take it. And guys, that bit batty just a .196. But Conley, you look at his hard hit rate. He's really striking the ball well. I don't know if there's a player on this team that is hitting to more tough luck outs than he has. 1-2 pitch. Conley, a little wave and a floater. That's going to get down in shallow left center field. Another nice easy swing. And Conley has a hit in the first inning in back-to-back games. And there is first and second for Augusta, with nobody out for Brandel Mesquita. Just the guy you want up there with ducks on the pond as Mesquita, second on the team in RBIs with 18, coming off his 11th multi-hit game of the season last night. And what has been an impressive season so far for the young 20-year-old from the Dominican Republic. A guy who had some big expectations, not on a lot of top prospect watch lists, but he is quickly gaining steam in that department. And just under 360, a couple of home runs, both of them in the month of May. First pitch to Mesquita is a bender for a strike from Sarantola as he nails the edge. No balls and a strike. Green Jackets looking to score in the first inning for the fifth consecutive game. They've won three of those contests. No balls and one strike. The pitch coming, a swing and a miss. Got him out in front of a good breaking ball from Sarantola. Got a three-pitch mix of his own, fastball, curveball, change-up. Those curves have gotten him a couple strikes on Mesquita, and they went perfectly on the outside corner in his first one, and that one got him well out in front. And now Mesquita looking to protect. Augusta threatening. 0-2 pitch, a half swing, just able to hold the bat back, and it's 1-2. And with a fastball that time, Tough to time up those fastballs when that's the first time you've seen it. A couple breaking balls to start, and when you get that heater for the first time, tough to time it. Sarantola, a couple checks to second. The 1-2 pitch. Mesquita chased one in the dirt, and he's a strikeout. Base occupied at first, so no need to secure it, and that's out number one for Augusta here in the bottom of the first inning. And Sarantola helps himself out in a big way. Here's Adam Zabrowski. Another top run producer for Augusta with two out there. A long single by Quintero, and Cal Conley dropped one to left center. Zabrowski trying to bring him home as he gets the call as the catcher today. Erzber Estrada did the catching last night. There's pitch to Zabrowski. He's swinging a miss and thinking about snapping that one down with the catcher. But no attempt that time by Omar Hernandez, who does the catching today. He's behind home plate. Daryl Collins in left field with Eric Pena in center. Rivertown in right field. It's Valdez, Candelario, Jaquez, and Quintana, third to first for Columbia. Rubende Jaquez at second with Edgar Martinez out of the lineup. Otherwise, very similar for Columbia. 0-1 pitch is rifled foul to the right side. Zabrowski a little late on one. And it's one ball and two strikes. Similar lineups to last night for both of these teams. Zabrowski now looking to punch it in the gap somewhere. Down 0-2. Sarantola checks and deals. And he missed away. Through a breaking ball, Zabrowski got it well off the plate. One ball, two strikes. Zabrowski coming off a big series in Carolina, was 5-for-9. He drove in four. Hit his first home run since opening day when he did it on Columbia. And drew also five walks in the series. 1-2. Zabrowski lays off another one. Trying to get him to buy on that breaking ball away, but Zabrowski has an incredible on-base percentage of over 400. He will draw his walks. He has 17 of them to lead the team. 2-2. A swing and a foul back. Art direction. That one bounced about 5 feet in front of me. Now, you have to be precise to get into my booth, but that was close. That's about as close as it'll get. And Zabrowski hanging tough. This will be the sixth pitch of the at-bat. Nothing game. Green Jackets looking to strike once again in the opening inning. Sarantola kicks and throws. Both runners go. Pitch inside. Throw down by Hernandez into left field. And the Green Jackets will score in a throw-in error again. Here comes Cal Conley. And two runs will score. Collins had a tough time digging that one up. And on the second consecutive night, the Green Jackets' first run of the game comes on a throw-in error down to third base by the Columbia catcher. It was Jensen yesterday trying to gun down Conley. This time Hernandez trying to throw out Quintero. Throw wide of the mark, maybe catchable by Valdez, but trying to hold the bag and put a tag down. As a result, two runs come in to score. Counts 3-2. The pitch to Zabrowski is out, and it's a walk. And a wild sequence there, and that's a tough one if you're Eric Sarantola. Losing Zabrowski, but more importantly, defense hurts Columbia once again. This has been a recurring theme with them. That's their 61st error of the year. It's a team that has shown quite the competitive spirit in a lot of games, but it's just kind of the self-inflicted young wounds that you have, and this is where you overcome them. At the first pitch to Stephen Paolini, runs in tight, and it's 1-0. And when you're struggling, it just kind of feels like nothing going your way sometimes. And now here comes the pitching coach out of the dugout, John Havien, to talk with Sarantola. As at least for the time being, both of those runs that come in for Augusta here in the first inning are unearned. That could change, though, depending how the inning continues to play out. But Green Jackets score two unearned runs. That's going to be the difference. Caleb Durbin had the big blow in the seventh inning to put Augusta ahead, but it was unearned runs before that that put them in that spot to be swinging for the lead in the seventh inning. As this mound visit will be broken up by home plate umpire Charles Welling. Green Jackets once again in the spot. If they win, they'll get a gain on somebody in front of them in the South Division of the Carolina League. Charleston and Myrtle Beach are playing each other again all week. And then Augusta will get their shot at each of them. Augusta goes on the road to Charleston all of next week, and then they'll welcome Myrtle Beach here all the way up to Memorial Day weekend. One ball, no strikes to Paolini. The pitch from Sarantola is down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Having a tough time finding the strike zone. As of late, has Sarantola 18 pitches in this inning. He's got one out, and he's thrown nine strikes. 2-0. A jam shot fly ball into shallow right center field coming in town, and he will get there to make the catch. Just hung up long enough for him as Rivertown runs it down with Eric Pena also in the neighborhood. But certainly an easier play for Town, and a two away for Caden Morton. Second out of the inning. 2-0 Augusta here in the bottom of the first inning on a throwing error by the catcher, Omar Hernandez. I'm sure he was going to get one. Surprised two ended up coming home on that. But again, Darryl Collins had a tough time digging that one up in the corner. There goes Zabrowski. Had a huge jump, and Morin's just going to let him take it as the pitch is inside. Zabrowski comes through with his second stolen base of the year, and if Sarantola steps off, he's a dead duck, but almost no chance. And the first pitch was inside as well to Morton, who's now up in the count. The 1-0 pitch. Morton, a swing and a foul. I think they hit the mask of the umpire, Charles Welling. One ball, one strike. At the very minimum, you figure now a base hit by Caden Morton gives Adam Zabrowski a chance to score. All depends where it hits to. Zabrowski average speed at second base, but he'll be moving on contact. Break-even pitch. Morton takes a breaking ball down and away. And the 21st pitch of the inning by Sarantola. Green Jackets in the top third of the Carolina League in stolen bases. They stole four last night on four tries. They have an early one here tonight. Actually, three early ones, I should say. As a 2-1 pitch is away again, 3-1. Both Quintero and Conley will get credit for a double steal. Each moved up multiple bases due to the throwing error. So early three stolen bases in the first inning. For Augusta, now the count 3-1 to Caden Morton with Braulio Vasquez in the on-deck area. 3-1, and he just missed the inside corner. A five-pitch walk to Caden Morton. Two hits, two walks in the inning for Eric Sarantola. And now Braulio Vasquez to the plate. Seventh batter of the inning coming up for Augusta. Up 2-0 here in game two. Now first and second, Omar Hernandez will put down the signs for his infield. Vasquez coming off a nice game yesterday, reached a couple of times, was 1-for-4. Also got over to second base on a two-base error, but Vasquez swinging a nice bat in the lineup once again on first base. First pitch to Braulio is a bullseye right on the outside corner as he paints the edge with a heater, and it's nothing to one. Well, Vasquez and Backstrom in the lineup today. Backstrom on deck. He's DHing tonight. Good leads for both runners. Caden Morton with excellent speed as the trail runner at first. The 0-1 is a hanger that missed up. One ball, one strike. Yeah, Sarantola is coming up on the danger zone here in the first inning, nearing that 30-pitch mark. He's just one more out. There's a strikeout of Brando Mesquita and a fly ball off the bat of Stephen Paulini. 1-1 pitch, rifled up the middle. This one will sneak into center, base hit. Zabrowski coming around third. Off to third goes Morton, and it's 3-0 Augusta as Vasquez tries to go to second, and he's in there. A head-first dive, good move to Vasquez to get to second base. Never stopped running. As he is in scoring position, it's now 3-0 Augusta on another RBI by Braulio Vasquez. Back Knights, and Augusta's got a three spot here in the first inning. So now Mekhi Backstrom looking to inflict some damage here in the opening inning. Now 3-0 on three hits. First pitch coming to the big lefty is a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. That's been the spot where a lot of opposing pitchers have worked to work Backstrom right on that inner part. Try and make him turn one around. The 0-1 pitch, a check swing, but a strike call. Backstrom thought about it, but instead took strike two. As again, they come right on the inside corner. Now Backstrom down, nothing in two. One home run for Mekhi. It was in Columbia against the Fireflies in game three of the season. The 0-2 pitch is upstairs. Lost the grip on it. Sarantola visibly frustrated. Just hasn't been able to land that breaking ball the way he's wanted it, as there is some action going on in the Columbia bullpen. Backstrom will check it all the way down there. Pitch number 29 coming up for Sarantola. That fastball has been working for him, but Green Jackets have been on it. It's been that curveball. He just hasn't been able to land consistently. 1-2. Here's that breaking ball again, but it missed away. 2-2. And that's a key thing for a guy like Sarantola. If you're not throwing the breaking ball for strikes, I guess the hitters are just going to sit on the fastball. Hasn't really thrown the changeup much in this opening inning. It's been mostly those two pitches and no sense of certain breaking ball unless it's thrown for a strike. 2-2 pitch, fastball, rocketed foul the opposite way as it's into the concourse area. 2-2, can't hit it much harder than that. Still a 2-ball, 2-strike count. Ekstrom's been a good fastball hitter when he's gotten his pitch. And Sarantola's in a spot. If he can land a breaking ball, increases his chances to get Backstrom. Does he have the confidence to go to it here? 2-2 pitch. Yeah, he's swinging a miss. He did. He dropped it down and in. They'll have to secure the strikeout, and they will complete it down at first base. And that will retire the side. Ends up being a 30-pitch first inning for Eric Sarantola. Green Jackets score three times on three hits, and we're through an inning. It's Augusta 3, Columbia nothing on the Green Jackets Race Ball Network.
Reliable super 99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Augusta, top half of the second here from SRP Park. Green Jackets sent 8 to the plate in the opening inning. 3 runs, 3 hits. 2 walks were in there as well. In addition to a throwing error that played at home a couple of those runs. Carter Jensen leads things off against Tyler Owens. He's got some nice early run support to work with as he faces the middle third of the Columbia order. Starting with Carter Jensen, who reached a couple times last night. First pitch is up, and it's 1-ball and no strikes. Owens has been in a groove. He's worked very fast on the mound. 1-0 pitch is in there right on the inner part. 1-ball, 1-strike. That's a good sign for Owens. That's typically his pace he wants to work with. And, of course, much easier to do when you're in the windup, no one behind you. 1-1 pitch is outside, 2-1. And you have to go from the stretch. Of course, you have to pay more attention to the base runners out there because if you get too quick, base runners will pick up on that and steal on you as the 2-1 is low. Hence 3-1. It's been a big inning for Tyler Owens, though. Last time pitching the second inning, got a long 4-run inning put on by Fayetteville where his pitch count got up there, and the 3-1 is up and away, and that'll be the first base runner of the game for Columbia on a 5-pitch walk to Carter Jensen. So he will go from the stretch for the first time. But talking with both Nestor Perez, the manager, and Mike Steed, the pitching coach, about Owens, they're fairly pleased how he's thrown the ball as a starter this year. And a lot of it has just been good opposing hitting. Of course, you want to find a way to put batters away when you get 2 strikes on them. First pitch to Omar Hernandez, tails on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. But they like the way he's commanded. He's not like he's walking a bunch of guys. He's only walked 5 this year, now 6, with Jensen at first base. The 0-1 pitch, a bouncing ball hits softly to third. Durbin has it, tells the second for one. That's all they'll get. As Jensen is wiped away, they get the lead out, but just wasn't hit hard enough to double up Hernandez. He'll get on at the fielder's choice over at first base. And there's one away for Eric Pena. And go back to Owens for a second. That's kind of been a key theme whenever I've talked to Mike Steed about pitchers, and it's been all about just executing. It's not walking guys, giving them free passes. He'd rather see them get knocked around a little bit, maybe give up 5, 6, 7 hits rather than walk 4 or 5 guys in an outing. That just shows you're throwing strikes and hitters capitalizing as Pena tries to bunt and he pushes it foul, and it's 0-1. That's a big part about this level. You have a lot of pitchers who have big raw stuff, and A.J. Smith-Shawver, yesterday's star, is a big example of that. Had some walk issues in the early going, but as it's progressed for him, he's kind of learned to pitch, and he's executing, and now the strikeouts are there. Has been very tough to hit against. 0-1 pitch, Pena a big cut and a foul back, and it's 0-2. Now, when you're throwing strikes, doing your thing, you're going to be in good results, and it'll all stuff get stronger. No balls and 2 strikes. The count to pitch to Owens. From Owens is a cut and a miss. He struck him out. Third strikeout for Tyler Owens as he gets Eric Pena swinging, and there are 2 away for Rubende Jaquez. 3-0 Augusta here in the top half of the second inning. And there's a big spinner from Owens. And he's got a nice fastball. Lives in the lower to mid-90s. When he's right, he can really blow that thing. First pitch coming to the lefty. Jaquez is upstairs. 1 ball, no strikes. That breaking ball is a big pitch, though. Good complimentary that can work especially well on the right-handed hitters if he can put it on the outer part of the plate. And again, a lot of lefties in the lineup as the 1-0 pitch is a shown button to pull back on a pitch just inside to Jaquez. 2 balls and no strikes. Normal depth for the infield as well as the outfield. No shift on for Jaquez. They put the target up. Zebrowski does. The 2-0 pitch is letter high and called a strike. 2 balls and a strike to Jaquez, making his first start of the series. Came in the 7th inning last night for Columbia after Edgar Martinez left with an injury. Martinez not in the lineup today. 2-1 pitch. A bouncing ball to the third. Durbin halves it on a hop. He's going to go to second, the short route, and they will get the out there to retire the side. So they go the easier play to second base. Durbin finds Conley, and we are through an inning and a half here from SRP Park. It remains Augusta 3 at Columbia nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a prince, got a phone, got a prince on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA. Got a prince on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU College of Georgia. AU health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Caleb Durbin will start off the bottom of the second for Augusta against a new Columbia pitcher, right-hander Dari Cabrera. 21-year-old, 6'4" right-hander, making his debut with Columbia as the first pitch is yanked foul by Durbin down the left side, and it's no balls and a strike. Right-hander just called up from extended spring training. Earlier this week, he is on the mound for Eric Sarantola, who is out after just 1 inning. That pitch count just got a little high, a little fast for Sarantola, so he is out. Threw 30 pitches in that opening inning, so now it's Cabrera in to eat up some innings. The 0-1 pitch to Durbin is on the outside corner, called a strike by Charles Welling, and it's 0-2. Cabrera Cabrera from the windup. Here's the 0-2 offering. A fastball waved and rolled to third. Scooped up by Enrique Valdez. High throw, but just able to keep the toe on the bag is Quintana for the first out. It's been an adventure yesterday for Valdez over at third. Had a couple of errors and a little tall, but just right on the fritz. Where Quintana could bring that one down. One away for Geraldo Quintero. Cabrera pitched mostly in the Arizona Complex League and the Dominican Summer League. Now full season ball, making his first appearance with Colombia. First pitch to Quintero is a bullseye, 0-1. A guy who's worked as a starter for the most part in the past, so he'll be in a spot where he's looking to eat up some innings. 26 starts across his minor league career as he missed low to Quintero. One ball, one strike. As originally signed by Kansas City back in 2018 as a international free agent from the Dominican Republic. The pitch to Quintero is on the inside corner. Well spot just at the knees. Got a turn back of the head by Quintero, who didn't love the call. And the count is 1-2. Quintero scored one of the three runs in the opening frame with a single to right field that was hard hit and just cut off from being a double. The pitch home is a cut and a miss. Big hook that time from Cabrera. And he has his first strikeout of this outing. Ground out to third and a strikeout. Here's Cal Conley. Lead is 3-0 for Augusta. A couple scoreless frames from Tyler Owens to start. Conley switch hitter, batting from the left side. First pitch coming to Cal is lifted to deep right center field. Rivertown going back on it, and this one will go over the fence and out. Home run number five for number five, and Augusta adds to their lead. It's 4-0 in the bottom of the second. One of the furthest home runs for the Green Jackets at home this year. Conley takes one over the right center wall, and the Green Jackets have a run scoring bomb here in inning two. The home run leader for Augusta strikes again with two outs off Cabrera. And now here's Brandon Mesquita. Righty, righty. First pitch to Brandon is down low for ball one. Well, that's part of the intrigue with a guy like Cal Conley and why he's ranked where he is in the Braves farm system, top 20. Except he's got a power swing to go along with a good glove as he chops one foul, does Mesquita, one ball, one strike. And he's really loved hitting against Columbia, third home run against the Fireflies of the five that he has. One ball, one strike. Cabrera kicks and throws. Mesquita takes one in, 2-1. And just able to lift that one over the right center wall. And first home run the Green Jackets hit at SRP Park this year was a home run by Conley that walked off the Delmarva Shorebirds as that baseball, I believe that went out, is back on the field. It's not one of those scenarios where a fan caught and he throws it back in. I think he had kids jostling for the home run ball and it somehow ended up on the field of play. And it's back out. And some fan got it. So Cabrera now trying to get past Mesquita and make it through the second in just four batters. As the pitch is off the end of the bat and grounded to second. Right there is Jaquez. He'll flip over to first and end the inning. But Augusta adds another one on the solo homer by Cal Conley, and we are off to the third from SRP Park. It's Augusta 4, Columbia nothing on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Jackets in the second inning on the solo homer by Cal Conley. So now Tyler Owens with a 4-0 lead to work with. Faces Enrique Valdez to start the third. And he hits a hot shot grounder to the right side just off the glove of a diving Geraldo Quintero. And it's a base hit for Columbia, their first of the night, as Valdez jumps on the first pitch. Leadoff man is on for the Fireflies. And here comes the number 9 hitter, Wilman Candelario. Smoked that one on the ground and just a little shaded to the left side that time. Was Quintero just slightly out of his reach. And now Owens looked to get one on the ground here and induce a double play ball as he faces Candelario for the first time. First pitch to the switch hitter, a swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him, and it's nothing and one. Owens this year has induced 2 double play balls and now 14 innings of work. Green Jackets as a team have turned quite a few near the top of the Carolina League. A 1 pitch, a bouncing ball. The first, that is foul just behind the bag. And it's 0-2. 15 total double play balls induced by the Green Jacket Hurlers this year. And they've been very slick turning it, especially on the middle part. Cal Conley, Geraldo Quintero, and Caleb Durbin have all been a part of that. Quickly, nothing in 2 to Wilman Candelario, shortstop for Columbia. With Valdez getting his lead off of first base. The 0-2 pitch, a swing and a foul. Had a good cut. Just able to get underneath the baseball and get some lumber on it. 0-2 to Candelario, batting .188 on the year. Held hitless yesterday, 0-4, struck out 3 times. A.J. Smith-Shawver got him twice as there's a swing and a miss. Chased one in the dirt. Runner gets caught in no man's land. Snapped down to first. Is not in time. Just barely. Vasquez falls to his backside, and disappointment thought he had him. It looked like from here, I thought Valdez just got back. It is a strikeout, though. Candelario is out. And Zabrowski, a good zip down to first, and Vasquez just not able to get that tag down in time on Valdez. Nice job by Jalen Goodman to see it all the way through. Take his time, not rush on decision. Got nothing holding up on the base paths otherwise. There goes Valdez, swing and a miss by Town. Throw down to second base is wide and into center field. And on his way to third is Valdez, and he will go from first to third on the stolen base error. Even if the throw is perfect, I'm not sure they're getting Valdez, and that's good stemming on his part. Just able to retreat on the play prior to that. Wasted no time rushing to second base, and he ends up now 90 feet away with the count 0-1 to Rivertown. As the Fireflies look to create some havoc on the base pass, that's their 38th stolen base of the year. For Valdez, that is his third. Nothing in one to Town, who struck out against Owens as the first batter of the game as the pitch is a little up and out. Threw him a spinner, 1-1. Rivertown, another draft pick from last year. Out of Dallas Baptist University by Kansas City as the pitch is going to run a little inside. 2-1 the count. A Louisiana native. Dallas Baptist, a very good program out of the Missouri Valley. The Patriots almost a regular in the College World Series, or I should say the NCAA tournament, as he chased one in the dirt. 2-2. As Owens looking to help himself in a big way here against Town, if he can get him at the plate or at the very minimum get him out without Valdez advancing. Infield is back for Augusta, up 4-0. The pitch coming is a hook, and he lands it for strike 3. Pulls out the parachute and sticks the landing as he strikes out Town for the second time. Right on the inside corner, 2 away for Darryl Collins. Yeah, it's big league pitching right there, putting that right on the corner. Not a whole lot Towns going to do about that one. If anything, foul it off, stay alive, but that's just a great spot by Owens, who now faces Collins with two outs as the first pitch runs inside and it hit him around the knuckles. Appears to be okay. That's a dangerous spot around those hands. You get anywhere in the knuckles, the fingers. Those are fragile bones that can break easily with a fastball, especially coming in on you. And Collins will take his face over at first. Nothing hurting there, at least for now, for Owens. And now face a dangerous hitter in Guillermo Quintero, who has a chance to get Columbia back in this game. He is their home run leader. He's got four of them this year. He is tied for the club lead with Carter Jensen, who is on deck. First pitch to him is in the dirt. Good block by Zabrowski. Threw him a breaking ball. One ball, no strikes. Pitch count for Owens in good shape. That was pitch 41. He's thrown 26 in the strike zone. One hit, one walk, and a hit batter. With the three base runners against him. The 1-0 pitch. Quintana takes a strike. Spins another one on the outside corner. One ball and a strike. As that curveball is working well for Tyler Owens. Working out of the stretch. Zabrowski puts the target down and away. The pitch coming is on the glove and called the strike. Didn't even have to move it. 1-2. High school selection was Tyler Owens coming out of the state of Florida. Very good baseball sting. A lot of talent comes from there. Got plenty of good programs. Was set to go to the University of Florida in Gainesville. 1-2 pitch, a wave and a miss, and Tyler Owens strikes out the side in the third inning. Trans a couple of fireflies, works around a hit batter and a single, and we are through 2.5. Here from SRP Park, it's Augusta 4, Columbia nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Adam Zabrowski gets it going. Bottom of the third for Augusta. 4-0 the lead. Tyler Owens, three scoreless frames to start. First pitch from Cabrera. Hits the outside corner on a sharp slider, and it is nothing and one to the Augusta catcher. Trying to make it three straight scoring innings to start. The 0-1 pitch is down and away. One ball, one strike. Zabrowski scored one of the three opening inning runs as he drew a walk. That's down the count. Came back to work a seven-pitch base on balls against Eric Sarantola. 1-1 pitch, a soft bouncer fouled on the left side. Two strikes. Big swinging catcher from St. John Fisher University in New York. He was one of the best offensive catchers in all the country as the pitch is hit hard, deep left field. Back Collins looks up and goodbye. A home run for Adam Zabrowski. Long balls in back-to-back innings for Augusta, and Zabrowski has his third of the year. A rocket off the bat of the Augusta catcher, and they continue to swing the bats hot here tonight as their lead is now 5-0. The home run fest is coming to life. They have loved hitting the long balls against Columbia. They had 7 in the opening series, and now 3 so far through a game and a third. 1 yesterday from Durbin, 2 here early tonight. 5-0, here is Stephen Paulini. First pitch is lifted high in the air, left center, playable for Eric Pena as he's in the alley. He'll make the catch, and there is one away. That was something. The home run ball really disappeared for Augusta after that opening series. Hit 7 in that opening 3-game set at Columbia. But then after that, their next 2 series in Myrtle Beach and home against Fayetteville, they hit just 2. Or just 1, excuse me. Did not have one in the Fayetteville series. Had 1 in Myrtle Beach that was hit off the bat at Durbin. First pitch to Caden Morton. Right in there. Fastball from Cabrera. And it kind of made you wonder at this point. At that point, was this a home run hitting club? And have certainly brought that power back as Morton swings and fouls one off the umpire. Charles Willing will take an extra second to walk that one off. But I remember talking to Nestor Perez before the season. They told me we're going to be a team that runs a lot. We're going to dominate the base paths, and we're going to small ball our way to a lot of runs offensively. And they've done that. They are top 3 in the Carolina League in stolen bases as they are over 55. As they're going to check on Charles Willing after taking that shot just to confirm. He went over to Jalen Goodman, I think, just to take a walk, said I'm good. And the Green Jackets are now also top 3 in the league in home runs. The pitch to Morton is on the outside corner, and Cabrera rings the bell on Morton for out number 2. Backwards K for Cabrera. That is his 2nd. And now 2 outs, Braulio Vasquez the batter. 5-0 Augusta. 3 runs in the 1st. Home run by Cal Colley in the 2nd, and now a homer by Adam Zabrowski makes it 5-0. First pitch to Braulio is in a defensive swing, foul back and out of play. No balls in 1 strike. Vasquez a single back in the 1st, and he's quietly had a good on-base run going, had a 10-game on-base streak snapped in Carolina. First pitch coming, or the 0-1 coming, is a jam shot pop-up in the shallow center. Here comes Pena, and he'll be called off by a shortstop, Candelario, who makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Pena had a late break on it, so Candelario had to go after it, and the shortstop makes the catch for Columbia to get through the inning. We're through 3 now from Augusta. Another home run from Zabrowski makes it 5-0 Green Jackets as we go to the 4th on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Top of the 4th inning. Mitchell Speltz with you on the call on the Green Jackets Baseball Network from SRP Park. Home run ball in full force for the Green Jackets here on this Wednesday night. Home runs and back-to-back innings now as Tyler Owens faces Carter Jensen, who drives one to deep right field. Caden Morton goes back, looks up, and that one is off the base of the wall. Just missed it as Jensen will go into second base with a long double to start off the 4th for Columbia. Big swinging catcher just missed one as he hit it right off the base of the wall. That's where Cal Conley hit his in that right center area. Jensen a few feet short. And now here comes Omar Hernandez. Second hit for Columbia off of Tyler Owens. A single by Enrique Valdez last inning, and now a double by Jensen. As the Fireflies down 5-0, trying to rally here. Start something, game far from over. We're only a third of the way through. Now Sterling Rodriguez has just begun getting loose in the Green Jacket bullpen. First pitch, Owens fires to Hernandez, is in the air to right. Caden Morton charges near the line, got a late jump on it. He'll make the catch. No, he missed it. He missed the ball in right field, and up to second goes Hernandez. I think he just lost his concentration for 1 second. He had two other players coming near him, Vasquez and Quintero. I'm not sure if that distracted him or not. But a rare blunder in the outfield by Caden Morton. And now Columbia with a run producing opportunity. Second and third, nobody out. That was a tough play. Morton had a tough jump on that one. Didn't see it well off the bat. He got there, it appeared. I think it just went off his glove. That should be an error on Caden Morton, who's been as sure-handed as it gets out there. First pitch to Eric Pena. That's one Caden Morton is going to make almost 10 times out of 10. Talked to him yesterday about how much pride he takes on the defensive side, and it's something he really relishes his game on as Pena takes a big cut, misses, and it's 1-1. A natural center fielder, and I talked to him yesterday, and I told him, how much do you like being active out there making plays? And he says, anything I can get my hands on, I'm going to go after. As there's a swing and a miss. Came down and in as he ambushed him with a breaking ball, 1-2. Another example of it, made up a lot of ground, and he can really fly on the outfield. Had perhaps the catch of the year to this point back in Friday's game against Carolina. 1-2 pitch is in the dirt. Good block by Zabrowski, kept it in front. As the count is 2-2 to Eric Pena. Got a catch that was hit to the deepest part of Five County Stadium, right center field. Went all the way back against the wall. Had the ball in his glove. As he hit the wall, it popped out. And as he was falling to the deck, was able to regain control of it and kind of basket catch it for the final out. Off a long fly ball by Hedbert Perez. 2-2 pitch is sprayed foul by Pena. Out to the left side, 2-2. And now we'll see if Tyler Owens and the Green Jackets can pick up Morton. And what is the second error of the game for Augusta? I think that's been playing some pretty clean defense as of late. Middle of the pack in errors. Those two they have tonight now gives them 40 for the season. 2-2 pitch. Pena, big bouncer to third. Durbin has it. Looks back to runner to second. Run's going to score as they get the out at first as Vasquez snaps it to second. Conley knocks it down as it almost goes to the outfield, but Columbia is on the board as Jensen comes in off the bat of Pena, and it's a 5-1 game. That's a good play by Durbin, and they had the infield back that time. Up 5-0, the way the offense is swinging the bat, you will concede the run for an out here. Help Tyler Owens out. For the time being, that is an unearned run, but that could change. One away now in the inning for Rabende Jaquez. First pitch coming is pulled down the right field line, foul. Jaquez a little early on it. No balls and a strike, who hit into a fielder's choice to end the second inning. Dominican Republic from Kansas City. Played in Columbia last year to begin the season as the 0-1 pitch is cut on a miss. Came down and in. He's worked that inside corner very well to the left-handed bats of Columbia. Has promoted to Quad City, the River Bandits, the high A team of Kansas City and Iowa. Team that won the now Midwest League Championship, the high A Central. 0-2 pitch, a foul back. Stays 0-2. Kansas City had a very good year in their farm systems, really for the exception of Columbia, who really had a tough finish to the year. Otherwise, got off to a good start. The Quad Cities, North Arkansas, the AA club, and Omaha, who had one of the top talents in all minor league baseball last year. 0-2 pitch. He got him to chase one. Zabrowski holds it, and that's a strikeout. Hawkins turns around. He thought that hit the dirt, but Zabrowski caught it clean, and that is a strikeout for Tyler Owens. He's now got seven of them. And here's Enrique Valdez. A season best strikeouts for Tyler Owens. First pitch coming to Valdez. Rolled over one to first. Diving stop by Vasquez. He bobbles, and they're not going to get him at first. They had it all lined up, but as Vasquez was getting up, the ball came out of his glove. It'll be a base hit. On the infield for Enrique Valdez, and Vasquez just unable to hold it in the glove. A tough play, had to dive to make that possible, but the very minimum saved a run. If he doesn't knock that down, that's in right field, and Hernandez is going to score. And now here's Wilman Candelario. 5-1 Augusta in the bottom of the fourth inning. First run of the game for Columbia coming in this inning, at top of the fourth inning. Second hit for Valdez isn't in many innings. First pitch to Candelario is a slow chopper towards second in the outfield grass. Quintero tracks it down and throws on to first to get Candelario. So that previous play does not come back to haunt Braulio Vasquez. They still get through with just the one run across, but Columbia is on the board. The score is now Augusta 5, Columbia 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Hi, this is Makai Backstrom with the Augusta Green Jackets, and you're listening to the future stars of the Atlanta Braves.
Off of the fourth inning, Columbia gets on the board. It's now 5-1. Augusta still on top. New pitcher for Columbia, Samuel Valerio, enters for the Fireflies. He'll face the big lefty, Makai Backstrom. To start off the inning, first pitch to Makai is on the inside corner, and it's nothing in one. Valerio, third pitcher of the ball game used by Columbia, coming in for Cabrera. A one pitch is on the end to pound that edge. Valero, just 20 years of age. The 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Got him on three pitches as Valero makes quick work of Backstrom. Second time he has struck out tonight. And there's one away for Caleb Durbin. This is the second time Valerio has faced Augusta. Faced him in the third game of the season. That was a game Augusta won 7-3. It's three innings, gave up three runs, and all three of those came on a homer by Caden Morton. First pitch to Caleb Durbin's a check swing. He did not go, as they asked down at first. One ball, no strikes to Durbin, who grounded out to third a couple innings ago. As Valerio winds and deals, and he just missed off the outside corner with a big fastball. Two balls and no strikes. Valerio got touched up last time out against Delmarva. Got touched for 8 runs without getting it out against Delmarva as he misses high. 3 balls and no strikes. Gave up 5 hits, walked 3 in what was a bit of a nightmare outing. But other than that, Valerio's been good. Has gone deep into games and hasn't really given up much of anything. 3-0 pitch is a strike. Another big fastball. 3-1 as he gets back into the count. Only gave up 3 runs in 14 innings in the month of April. And, again, those 3 runs came on a home run by Morton. 3-1 pitch. That is on the outside corner. And Valerio's come back to fill up the count on Caleb Durbin. Full boat. Here's the pitch. And that one is too low. And Durbin works the walk, and he is aboard with one out here in the fourth inning. And on top of the order, and Geraldo Quintero. Sterling Rodriguez continues to get loose in the Green Jacket bullpen. We'll see if Tyler Owens has another inning in him. He's throwing the ball spectacular. Season best, 7 strikeouts for Tyler. New 4 innings of work. Good lead for Durbin off of first. He stays put. The pitch to Quintero is outside. 1 ball, no strikes. No player has been more effective stealing bases than Caleb Durbin has for Augusta. Bang, so he's a very good base stealer by nature. Has a good lead. Valero gets right of the ball quick, though, as the 1-0 is just a bit outside, 2-0. That's the thing. It's more than just having good speed to be a good base stealer. You can't just be fast and hope to outrun every pitch. It's all about timing it up, picking the right pitches to go on, having good instincts, good acceleration. 2-0 is up and in, way over the top of Quintero. 3 balls and no strikes, so the switch hitting second baseman. 2-0, 3-0 counts are typically not regarded as good pitches to run on. As your batter's got a good count, might be leaning towards a walk, getting a good pitch to hit. 3-0, shows bunt, pulled back on a strike, just trying to distract Valerio that time. 3-1. Cal Conley due next for Augusta. Lead is 5-1 for the Green Jackets here in game 2 of this series in the bottom of the 4th. Durbin gets a 2-step lead off of first. 3-1. Is going to paint the inside corner. And Valerio, back-to-back hitters from 3-0 down, makes it 3-2. Augusta has scored in each of the first 3 innings. Their biggest was the first, scoring 3 times. Trying to make it 4 straight. A snap throw over to first. Durbin back standing. Wide throw stopped by Quintana. Quintero looking to get in on the home run party, perhaps. He's got one that came against Columbia on opening night. There goes Durbin. 3-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Throw down by Hernandez, and they are going to get Durbin. First time he's been caught this year. A strike him out, throw him out for Samuel Valerio and the Fireflies as Hernandez throws out Durbin at second base. And the Green Jackets are done in 3 batters in the 4th inning. To the 5th we go. It's still Augusta 5, Columbia 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down
look at that sweet
old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
For Augusta, he will relieve Tyler Owens, who was excellent in his first start for the first time since April 24th. Gave up just 1 run, struck out 7. And now Starlin Rodriguez is on, coming off his best outing of the year. As the right-hander from the Dominican Republic makes his 7th overall appearance. 2nd against the Fireflies, pitch in opening night's contest. He'll get Rivertown, the top of the order to start. First pitch, the leadoff man is a strike as he goes right to the hook, and it's 0-1. Rodriguez, no doubt, his last out in his best. And what was a key comeback effort by Augusta against Carolina in game 3 last week. The pitch to Town is on the inside corner, and it is 0-2. Came in for Landon Leach, who pitched just 1 inning in that game, and it was 5-0 at the time, and Augusta would come back to win 10-5. 0-2 pitch is too tall, 1-2. And after that 5-run first, Carolina got no hits the rest of the game. Rodriguez, a big out 4. That was a season best for a Starlin. 1-2. A swing and a miss. Gassed him up. And a strikeout for a Starlin. Rodriguez picking up right where he left off at 5 County Stadium. 1 up and 1 down. And here's the number two batter, Darrell Collins. Big time fastball for Starlin Rodriguez as he strikes out town. That's his third K of the night. As Collins comes up, also a strikeout victim against Tyler Owens. Was hit by a pitch last time up. Rodriguez kicks and throws. First pitch runs up and in. Right around those knuckles again. Collins probably wouldn't have liked that if he got plunked again. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 pitch is down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Final line for Tyler Owens tonight. He will not factor into the decision, but what an outing it was for Tyler. Seven strikeouts in four innings. Gave up one run. It was earned. That was last inning. 2-0 pitch is a bell high strike right on the corner. Two balls and one strike. One hit allowed. Seven strikeouts and a walk. Earned a win in Myrtle Beach, but you could very well argue this one was just as good as that one. 2-1 is low, and it's 3-1 to Collins. The returning player for the Fireflies from the Netherlands. Top 30 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, the Royal System. 3-1 pitch, a breaking ball that was left up there, but he fouls it back. Had a good one to hit, but just not able to time it up. 3-2. Collins, number 26 in the Royal System. That had the top prospect of all baseball coming in, Bobby Witt Jr., however, star of the year at the big league club. 3-2 pitch is a ball down and in. And he walked him down to first base. Now it's Collins for the second consecutive at-bat. And now here comes Guillermo Quintana. Speaking of Bobby Witt Jr., I was talking with A.J. Smith-Shawver, if you caught that on the pregame show today. But Smith-Shawver and Bobby Witt Jr. actually best friends growing up, coming from the state of Texas. The two are still very much in touch. So a little throw over to first. Rodriguez checks up on Darrell Collins. His father, Bobby Witt, of course, a professional as well. Really helped guide A.J. Smith-Shawver to get drafted, become the pitcher that he's been. And he's coming off a dominant outing as the pitch is fouled back by Quintana. It's 0-1. And something he told me was he really didn't start pitching until he was a junior. He played baseball, but he really didn't mess around with pitching until he was a junior. And then he was hitting 93, 94, and all of a sudden people were paying attention to him. 0-1 pitch is hammered deep to left field, and Guillermo Quintana sends one way out of here. A two-run moonshot for Quintana, and Columbia is back in this one as they cut the deficit in half. It's now 5-3. His fifth homer of the year, and there is little doubt about that one as he sends it well off the wall, over it, in left field, off the billboards. And Columbia scored three unanswered, and a long ball by Quintana, first home run of the series for the Fireflies as they get two off of Starlin Rodriguez. That one was mashed. The only question was it going to be fair, and it was by plenty. But you never know when you hit it down the line like that. Here's Carter Jensen now. Cleanup batter against Rodriguez as the pitch is rolled over to second base. Right there, Guillermo Quintero. Or I should say, Geraldo Quintero. And there are two away. 4-3 on that put out. First time Jensen's been put away. Now two outs in the inning for Omar Hernandez. And to go back to Smith-Shawver, finish up on him. And of course, when you have a guy who's been in the big leagues and certainly a guy who is now in the big leagues getting a lot of attention in Bobby Witt Jr., you're going to have the right guidance into preparing your career. There's a big swing and a miss by Hernandez. And didn't start really playing baseball as a pitcher until junior year and kind of knew at that point in his senior year that baseball was his future. Got pitch upstairs, 1-1. And he has turned into a big arm. Very raw. You didn't know what you were going to get out of him, but by the start, it's getting better, and that's something he told me, that he is really feeling it now. 1-1 is too low, 2-1, as Rodriguez working a little quick. I asked him briefly, was this like good start yesterday? How'd you feel about that? He's just like, finally. He said I was due for one like that. 2-1 pitch is chop foul, and it's down the third base line, 2-2. Not that he hasn't been pitching well, but kind of felt like he was due for one where he felt really good about. And of course, it was a close game when he exited. It was 3-2 after his five innings, but That was the first time he really felt like he was in total control. Pitched five innings the two previous starts, but that was one he felt really good about. 2-2 pitch is low, 3-2. And he has kind of established himself as the ace of this staff after Roiber Salinas promoted to high A Rome. And speaking of Roiber, he pitched tonight for the Braves. 3-2 pitch is nubbed foul. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith Shauver is top 10 in minor league baseball in strikeouts now of 41 of them. Roiber Salinas is the king in that department. I'll have more on Roiber in just a second. 3-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Rodriguez struck him out with a breaking ball. And that'll do it for Columbia in the fifth inning. We're halfway home, but the Fireflies have made this a game on the two-run homer by Guillermo Quintana. And we are through 4.5. It's now Augusta 5, Columbia 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage
has great rates on those, too.
But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
The bottom of the fifth inning, Columbia 3 unanswered runs on a 2-run home run by Guillermo Quintana. Makes it 5-3. Green Jackets out hitting the Fireflies 5-4. Cal Conley gets it started against Saren Toler, I should say. New pitcher Valerio misses downstairs for ball one. And the first cleaning in the ball game for Columbia as he got through the fourth in three batters. 1-0 pitch is down low. 2 balls and no strikes to Cal Conley. I mentioned Roiber Salinas making his second start with the Rome Braves before he went to break. As the opening day starter for Augusta, and he did nothing but dominate with the Green Jackets as the pitch is down and in. They will ask. He did not go over at first. 3 balls and no strikes. Salinas started on opening night, struck out double-digit Fireflies in his debut, and that'd be a common theme for him. 3-0 pitch is a strike on the inside corner. That's 3-1. And tonight's been a great bounce-back night for Roiber Salinas. 5 innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, 10 strikeouts. 3-1 pitch is down low and inside over the shoot tops. That's a 5-pitch walk to Cal Conley. And the leadoff man is on for Augusta here in the fifth inning. And to finish up on Salinas, he had a bit of a tough debut last week for him. Only lasted 2/3 of an inning, walked the bases loaded, did have a couple of strikeouts, but a grand slam was hit on him after those three guys walked. That was the only hit he gave up. First pitch coming to Mosqueda. Chased one in the dirt. 1 ball, no strikes. Now he has returned to form tonight in front of the home crowd in Rome, Georgia, against the Winston-Salem Dash. That's the high A club of the Chicago White Sox. He just needed to get over that first one. Now he looks like Roiber Salinas again. He's doing it at the high A level. 10 more strikeouts to his ledger. 0-1 pitch is inside, 1-1. Just kind of tells you that he's human. You know, he's really good. Saw it here and had a lot of incredible outings, a lot of memorable ones, and he dominated single-A batters for a month's time and now very well earned a promotion, and he is in his groove tonight in his first home start. 1-1 pitch is downstairs, 2-1 to Brandon Mosqueda. But that's another guy that's going to pick up a lot of steam in the Braves system, you'd figure. Just turned 21 years of age. I remember asking Nestor Perez about him. Were you surprised that he's pitching this well or he isn't getting that much attention in terms of the prospect rankings overall in the Braves system. 2-1 pitch, a half swing. He went around. Actually, they appealed down to the base pass. He did not go. 3-1 to Mesquita. But he said not really because the sample size on Salinas is really small. He pitched well in 3 starts here last year in September, but hard to really base a guy off that. But now was the opening day starter, and he was magnificent in 5 total starts. 3-1 pitch. Mesquita works the walk, and now he extends his on-base streak to 21 games after drawing the base on balls. 2-1 with nobody out for Adam Zebrowski. Mesquita has reached base now in every game for the exception of one. He needs his third at-bat to get on here tonight. And now here's Adam Zebrowski. Shows you how good Brandel has been. He's top 5 in both on-base percentage and batting average in the Carolina League. And now Zebrowski, who had a home run his last time up, going over the left center wall trying to get some runs back with Augusta up 5-3 in the bottom of the 5th inning. Strikes, and that's going to bring Omar Hernandez out to the mound to chat with his pitcher. Sarantola has walked a couple. Valerio. Sarantola, the starter tonight for Columbia, lasted just 1 inning. Cabrera, the reliever after him, got 2, and now this is inning number 2 for Valerio. A brief conversation between him and Hernandez, and back to the box. And Zebrowski now up in the count, 1-0. Green Jackets up a deuce here in the 5th inning, trying to add to it. Get some runs back here. A 1-0 pitch. Zebrowski, a little half swing, couldn't hold up on a pitch down the zone. 1-1. A lot of good fastballs from Valerio. He's also shown a good slider. Zebrowski took Cabrera deep last time on a breaking ball that hung up there, and he did not miss it. 1-1. Fastball overthrown, missed low. 2-1. Valero's been really good. It was kind of the 3 walks. I got the best of him last time, but overall 5 hits allowed against Delmarva. All of them really came around to score. Big leads for both runners, an inside move, and Conley retreats. Good sense from behind. 2-1. That's the tough thing about being a reliever. You look at the earned run average for a guy like Valero. It doesn't tell the whole story about how good he's been. It's over 7 right now, but his first month he was dominant for the Fireflies out of the pen. Mostly, the 2-1 is smoked. Deep right field going back town. He'll have room. Just missed it off the end. He'll make the catch. Conley's going to tag. He'll go from second to third. And there are runners on the corners with 1 out. Zebrowski hit that one hard, but just off the trademark a little bit as it stays in the yard. Green Jackets this year do not have a home run at SRP Park over the right field wall area. They had one in right center from Conley, so if you count that, they do. But otherwise, everything has gone to left field. And that has been the home run haven here in North Augusta to begin the season. This is the 3rd home series for Augusta. Had 2 previous ones against Fayetteville and Delmarva, went 8-4 in those 12 games. A win yesterday has Augusta Park. The pitch to Paulini is slicing to the left side, and this one will twist out just a little behind it. 1-1 to Paulini. Hit his first home run back on Sunday afternoon on Mother's Day to help Augusta get out of 5 County Stadium with a series split with the Mudcats. Valerio from the stretch. Runners at the corners with 1 out. Here's the 0-1. And he just missed the inside corner to Paulini, who's looking to get on for the first time. Has flown the ball a couple times to the outfield, both caught. Once by Rivertown, the other by Eric Pena in center. Break-even pitch is down low. Good read on a slider that time from Valerio. 2-1. With Caden Morton due next. Augusta trying to get the momentum back on their side here in the 5th inning. The 2-1. A check swing, but it hits the corner, and it's 2-2. A little head nod from Stephen Paulini. Not a big fan of it, but looked like it was in there. Could be a count where you see Mesquita running. We'll see. 2-2 the count. Got a big jump. He didn't go. Stays put. 2-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Got him to go after one upstairs, and a big strikeout for Samuel Valerio. And now not anywhere gets Columbia through the Augusta half of the 5th inning. And it'll be up to Caden Morton. Horn trying to return to the form he was in Carolina after an 0-for yesterday, 0-for-3. Trying to play the role of run producer. Cal Conley at third, Brandall Mesquita at first, both walked this inning. Horn trying to sting one to the outfield. Here comes Tony Pena Jr. out of the dugout. He's not happy about something, I think. Might be in regards to the pitch clock. He's talking with home plate umpire Charles Welling about something. Then and again, we wait. Valerio is waiting to get into his stretch. Not sure if there was any sort of pitch clock violation or anything of that matter, but a little bit of a dissatisfied look on Pena's face coming back to the dugout. I didn't see any signal for that, but we'll see. It is 1-0. So they call the pitch clock violation on Valerio. A look to first base, the 1-0 pitch. Morton takes a strike, and now it's 1-1 after the first pitch of the at-bat, technically. After the pitch clock violation, again, we haven't seen many of those, especially since the first homestand here, as you're seeing all clubs adjust to it. There goes Mesquita, 1-1 pitches down away. Hernandez will throw it down. Mesquita gets in a run down. The throw's going to come home, and a good sliding. Conley's in there. First and third, seal pulled off once again by Augusta, and everything looked right for Columbia. Just a high throw by Hawkins from second base, and a perfect slide by Cal Conley, and Augusta sneaks home a run here in the fifth inning. That slide had to be as perfect as it was, a belly flop dive into home by Cal Conley, and he just got under the throw, or the tag after a high throw by Hawkins, and the Green Jackets get one here in the fifth so far. A nice job by Mesquita. He stopped. Otherwise, he was going to be out at second base. 2-1. Warren rolls one on the ground to short. On a couple of hops, it's bobbled by Candelario, and they won't get anybody. I'm not sure if Mesquita running through the path that time threw his concentration off, but that's going to be an E6 on Wilman Candelario and extends the inning for Braulio Vasquez. So Caden Morton's on for the second time. He walked earlier and now is on via an error. And now the inning continues as Valerio is going to have to work a little harder here in the fifth inning against Braulio Vasquez, who's already got an RBI today back in the first inning. Righty on righty, Valerio's first pitch, a wave and a miss. Threw him a big breaking ball. No balls in one strike. Average over 300 for Vasquez. He's got a home run. That was in the last home series against Delmarva. Has excellent speed. He's swung the bat as consistent as anyone as of late. As he bounces that one up the middle, right there is Hawkins. He can't play the hop. And there goes Morton for third. Throw by Candelario is going to be in time to get Morton. But another run does score. Mesquita's run will count. Another error caused Columbia a run. And it's 7-3, but they do get an out on Caden Morton at third base, who never stopped running. And a good throw gets him, and Columbia is out of the inning, but not after two more errors. Brings a run home, and also two of them on a stolen base of home plate by Cal Conley to the sixth we go. It's now Augusta 7, Columbia 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Tax Slayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plan, Tax Slayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave Tax Slayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a Tax Slayer today. See why Tax Slayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at Tax.
Back in the bottom of the fifth, and their lead is back to 4 runs as we play in the top of the sixth. As Starlin looking, Rodriguez looking for a pick-me-up inning, has Eric Pena at the plate. He'll be the batter to start off the sixth for Columbia. Mitchell Speltz back with you from SRP Park. As Augusta looks to make it 2 in a row in this series against Columbia. First pitch is a strike from Rodriguez as he goes to the changeup. No balls and 1 strike. We'll take our first drive around the Carolina League presented by Easy Go here in the sixth inning. As we look at league scores here on this Wednesday night, 0-1 pitch, Pena, another foul down the first base side, and Rodriguez has him down, nothing in 2. Of course, the big game tonight in the league is in Myrtle Beach. Pelicans are hosting the Charleston River Dogs. First place battle in the South Division. 0-2 pitch, Pena lifts one in the air, deep left center field. Paulini ranges over, he'll call off Mesquita and make the catch in the alley to retire Pena. 1 away. Pena now 0-3. Here comes Rebende Jaquez. Charleston trying to overtake the Myrtle Beach Pelicans for first place. Win the first 2 games of that series. River Dogs currently lead the Pelicans in Myrtle Beach 3-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Rain Jackets will see those River Dogs next week on the road. First pitch coming. That one's blasted by Jaquez, but turned down it a little early as he sends it well out of play to the right side. No balls and 1 strike. Lynchburg up 2-0 on Down East in the seventh inning. Hillcats have lost 4 in a row. They've gone to a little bit of a slump after they were really on a roll for about a week. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Another changeup from Rodriguez, 0-2. Fayetteville 2, Carolina nothing in the sixth. Series in Charleston lost 5 out of 6. They're 10 games under. 0-2 pitch, a foul again. Dropping down to a knee as Jaquez yanks one down the right field side. Still 0-2 to the lefty hitter. Salem leads Delmarva 5-1. Red Sox shut out the Shorebirds yesterday 1-0. And Fredericksburg shut out Kannapolis earlier today 3-0. 0-2 pitch. A liner to center, stung right in front of Stephen Paulini, and he'll play it on a hop as Rebende Jaquez has his first hit of the ball game. Each team now with 5 hits apiece, but the Green Jackets have a 4-run lead. And we've seen there's some power in this lineup for Columbia. They have home run pop. Quintana hit the team's 19th home run of the season. Green Jackets have 2 today. They're now at a 22 for a club. Conley hit his 5th and Zabrowski hit his 3rd. First pitch coming to Enrique Valdez. Hits the inside corner around the belt. Came in with a breaking ball. No balls in 1 strike. As Rodriguez works out of the stretch. The 0-1 pitch, a jam shot pop-up into shallow right. Going back is Quintero. Back pedals, got turned around and drops the ball. And he's not going to have a play anywhere. Fires to second. And that's going to allow everyone to reach. It was all Quintero. Neither of the outfielders, Paulini or Morton, came in. A little surprised by that. And Quintero just didn't get back far enough. And that one might be an error. You could argue tough play, but I think that's one that's got to be caught. And they are giving that a hit, at least at the time being. That's a very tough hit. Again, you could go either way on that one, so it's going to be at least 2 runners on for Wilman Candelario as Rodriguez faces trouble again. First pitch, he tries to bunt, and it hit him, or he fouled it. No, he fouled it. Tried to bunt, and it just barely caught the bat, and a slider that rushed in on him. A bit of a break for Rodriguez that time. That one looked like it was destined for a wild pitch. I don't think there's an official ruling yet on that play, and we'll see if it is an error. It's going to be the 3rd on the Green Jackets, and each team then with 3. A tough defensive night for both clubs. A 1-0 pitch in the dirt, smothered by Zabrowski. He has been a wall back there today. And he's been an instrumental part of the success of the Augusta pitching staff as anybody. That's a conversation I had with Landon Leach a few weeks ago, and he says We've been throwing the ball well, but you got to give a lot of the credit to the catchers as well. Zabrowski, Antonio Barranco is currently on the injured list. Ruzber Estrada, who's been excellent since he's been recalled here. As the 1-1 is a strike. Dots the eye on the corner with a fastball, 1-2. And they have officially given that ball off the bat of Valdez a hit. I think that's one you can definitely get behind, but I think it's certainly one that was just misplayed by the Augusta defense. Regardless, there's two out there. 1-2 pitch. He got him to chase one outside the zone. And Rodriguez strikes out Candelario. He's now 0-3. And there are two away for Rivertown. 7-3 Augusta, top of the sixth inning. Fireflies got within two after the top of the fifth inning, but the Green Jackets got both those runs back. And now have their lead back up to four. Largest has been five when it was 5-0. First pitch to Town, a swing and a miss. Chased one down the dirt. Buried a slider on him, and Rodriguez gets up in the count. As he continues to build off what was a nice outing for him last time in Carolina. And remember I asked Nestor Perez about that game, and it was 5-0 after the first inning. I asked him, what do you credit, or what was the big thing that sparked that comeback? And he said, pitching, pitching, pitching. As Rodriguez gets a liner down the right field line, that's a fair ball by Town down into the corner. That's going to score one as Hawkes scores. Here comes Valdez. He's in. Throw goes through the infield and ends up being a two-run triple for Rivertown. And once again, it is a 7-5 game. It's a two-run ball game. That's just a good piece of hitting by Rivertown. It's been a tough night seeing the baseball prior to that. Three strikeouts, but he was just able to get the hands in on one and get it past the diving Vasquez at first base. And it's 7-5. As now you look back at that defensive misplay, and that has resulted in two runs against the Starlin Rodriguez. This is the second time. Touched up Rodriguez. He pitched on opening night. They got two runs in what was a comeback win for Columbia. They have four on them tonight. Now those last two, a little tough luck against him. And now Mike Steed out to talk with his right-hander, trying to settle him down. As Columbia not going away, folks. Augusta has been in control of this one, but they've led from start to finish. But the Fireflies are one swing away from tying this game, and they're going to have Darryl Collins coming up after the three-bagger by Rivertown. His first triple of the year brings home a couple now with nine RBIs on the season. And now Collins to the plate. 7-5 Augusta. Three straight run scoring innings for the Fireflies as the first pitch is up and away from Starlin Rodriguez. Now how key were those two runs now in the bottom of the fifth inning for Augusta? Otherwise, this game would be tied. 1-0. A jam shot pop-up foul. That'll get a play to the right side. One ball and one strike. Collins has reached his last two times up without the benefit of a hit. Was hit by a pitch around the hands and then also drew a walk. That was against Rodriguez as the 1-1 is a little clutch but a miss outside. As Collins thought about it, two balls and one strike. Collins last year with Columbia hit five home runs. He played in 86 games with the Fireflies and did that in 234 at-bats. 2-1 pitch, a swing and a miss, 2-2. Check that, 317 at-bats across 86 games. He's got a good eye at the play. He will draw his walks at 52 of them last year. He will make you work. 2-2 pitch is in the dirt, and the count fills up to Collins. And this is a batter you'd love to get if you're Starlin Rodriguez. You got Guillermo Quintana, who just hit a home run off you an inning ago. As Roldy Munoz has just begun throwing in the Augusta bullpen. He just started now. Ball foul, went upstairs to get that one to Collins on the defensive swing. Remains 3-2. As he will gear up for what will be the seventh pitch of this at-bat. Rodriguez trying to will himself through his second inning of work. Keep the Green Jacket two-run lead intact. 3-2. And he just missed the inside corner, and that is the good plate discipline of Darryl Collins, folks. That one did not miss by much. Can't spot that one a whole lot better, and now Starlin Rodriguez is going to have to deal with Guillermo Quintana once again in back-to-back innings. As Adam Zabrowski will lay down the signs for his infield for a possible first and third steal, and now The warm-up tosses intensify a little bit for Roldy Munoz, the hard-throwing right-hander. You'd love to have him come in for the seventh inning. Now here's Quintana, who just launched a two-run homer last inning. First pitch is down away, 1-0. And you got back-to-back power hitters, so really nowhere to hide if you are a Starlin Rodriguez. Quintana's the seventh batter of the inning for Columbia. The 1-0 pitch is up and away. Actually, that was a strike, beg your pardon. But a letter high caught the corner. Certainly surprised me, and also I think Quintana as well. That one looked like it was off, but a benefit to Augusta. One ball, one strike. Here it comes, and he swung and missed. Fastball up and in. I think Quintana talking a little bit to Charles Willing on that last call, because now that kind of changes the complexion of this at bat. Might not be swinging at that one if it's 2-0. And now the count in Rodriguez's favor. 7-5 Augusta, top of the sixth. 7-5 the lead. Here's the pitch. And it's in the dirt. Blocked by Zabrowski. Nothing getting by him tonight. Two balls and two strikes. Lead is two. Quintana launched a two-run homer last inning. And it was a no-doubter, one of the furthest we've seen. Big pitch coming for a Starlin Rodriguez. 2-2, runner at first goes. A grounder towards short. Conley has it. Only play. And that'll leave a couple of stranded here in the sixth inning. So some trouble in the making, but a Starlin Rodriguez able to limit the damage. And we are through 5.5 now. From SRP Park, Fireflies back within a deuce. It's 7-5 Green Jackets on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
With you, bottom of the sixth inning. Mekhi Backstrom against Samuel Valerio to start it off. First pitch to Backstrom, just misses the inside corner. Well spotted though, one ball, no strikes. Part to Backstrom. Starts him with a heater. Another fastball, that one's a strike this time as he's able to hit the inside corner. One ball, one strike to Backstrom. He's trying to get right again at the plate. He's had some big games this year. 1-1 pitch, down and in. Overthrows a fastball, two balls and one strike. You can see why the Braves are so high in Backstrom and has 11 hits this year, but nine of them are the extra base variety. As the 2-1 pitch was a big cut and a miss. 2-2, four doubles, four triples, and a homer. That home run was against Columbia. For a man of his size, he's well put together and he can really move. Very nimble on his feet. 2-2 pitch, a breaking ball that hits the inside corner, and Valerio with a strong hook able to get Backstrom looking. And that is the definition of big league pitching right there. That is a perfect spot for Samuel Valerio. There is nothing you can do about that one. If you're Mekhi Backstrom and mostly just hope that's a ball, you get a hold of that, you're probably not doing much with it. One away as Valerio now faces Caleb Durbin. First pitch of the nine-hitter is outside as he starts him with a big slider. 1-0. Green Jackets scored two runs last inning without the benefit of a hit. 1-0 pitch is a strike. He dots the eye in the corner with a big fastball. One ball, one strike. Now you're working from the windup. Break-even pitch is a excuse me swing, couldn't hold up on. And it's 1-2. Good breaking ball. Kind of crossed him up a bit at the plate. And now Valerio gets up on Durbin. 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Chased one in the dirt, and they will have to complete it at first. And it hits the back of Durbin, who thought about second. Instead, he'll stay put at first. And that's going to be another miscue by Columbia. And that one, a little tough luck. I don't. Omar Hernandez, the catcher. That's why, as a catcher, you have to kind of jump and create your own lane to throw. If you stay kind of at the baseline, you're at risk of throwing at the guy running down to first. So it will be a strikeout, but it on the catcher. Actually, I'm not sure that can be charged as an error, but we'll see. Now, Durbin ends up at first regardless. First pitch to Quintero is low. One ball, no strikes. You can charge an error if he goes multiple bases, but hit him on the backside, I'm not sure if it can. We'll see. Might be an obvious baseball thing I'm blanking on right now. That's a big run now over at first base for Quintero, who bats for the fourth time. Valerio kicks and deals. A fastball tap foul as it trickles towards first. One ball, one strike to Geraldo. A single and a couple strikeouts today. This is his first matchup with Valerio. If you check the second matchup with Valerio, struck him out and confirmed that was an error on the catcher, Omar Hernandez. But that one, a tough one. And we'll see if it comes back to haunt Columbia. So back-to-back games for the Fireflies with four errors. Break-even pitch is going to sail away. Two balls and one strike. That was the name of the game last night and has been for a good portion of the season. Not going to win many ball games when you're kicking the ball around. Big jump for Durbin. He retreats, and a throw over to first is close, but not in time. Maximize that lead, trying to jump the pitch was Durbin, but had good instincts to get back on it. 2-1 still to Quintero. Omar Hernandez and the Fireflies threw out Durbin for the first time, stealing back in the fifth inning. The 2-1. Quintero takes one up and in. Good pitch, though. Not my bunch. That one missed by. And it's 3-1. With Cal Conley waiting next, he has not been retired in this game. And 3-1 is outside. Lost him on five pitches, and the Green Jackets have another threat going. First and second, one out for Cal Conley. And another turning point in this game. Augusta trying to get some breathing room here in the sixth inning as Columbia is lurking down 5-0. They have turned it into a 7-5 game. And the Fireflies own the best comeback by an opponent against the Green Jackets this year. Violation has been called against Columbia. It appeared so. That was the signal by the umpire, Charles Willen, and it is 1-0 to start on Cal Conley. It took a little too much time going to the mound did Hernandez, and it cost him a strike. So Conley starts ahead in the count. 1-0 pitch is pulled foul down the first base side, and it's 1-1. I think Hernandez and Welling were talking about that one a little bit in between the pitch there, but Hernandez not too pleased with it. We'll see if it has an impact in this at-bat. One ball, one strike. Valerio checks second with Durbin behind him. The pitch is too tall. Actually a strike, letter high. They have a delay call by Welling. 2-1. 1-2, the count. And Cal Conley a little frustrated by that call. And again, those are the pitches that change the complexion of at-bats. And I don't think it may have gotten the top of the zone, but Conley now has to adjust. 1-2 pitch is foul back. 1-2, the count. Always the difference between 2-1 and 1-2. 1-2, you got to protect. 2-1, you can sit on your pitch. And now more of a defensive effort at the plate by Cal Conley. And again, I guess from my vantage point, it looked like it might have been the top of the zone. Conley chokes up a little bit. Inside move to second. Durbin gets back with a head-first dive. As Candelario snuck in behind him to try and cover the base. Conley has scored every time he's reached. A single, homer, and a walk. He has scored three of the seven runs tonight. Another one of his best games of the year. 1-2 is down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Currently a very successful college player at Texas Tech. The Brooks Wallace Award winner in 2021. That's the best collegiate shortstop. It's for power, great defense, gets on, he runs. All of the above for Cal Conley. Fourth round pick by the Atlanta Braves in last year's draft is reset the pitch clock. Two balls and two strikes. With two aboard here in the sixth inning, Augusta up two with a pitch. Conley sprays one foul. A defensive swing remains a two ball, two strike count to the Augusta shortstop. Who's starting to get hot at the plate. Had a tough run for a couple of weeks. Now he really found something, at least hitting the ball hard in Carolina, now doing so early portions of this series. The 2-2 is a called strike three as Valerio runs the breaking ball in the inside corner, and Conley with some words for Charles Welling on his way out, as that's another good pitch. And slow walk back as Conley, little words for Mesquita as he goes up as he looked to be the two-out hero here. Here in the sixth inning, Green Jackets 7, Fireflies 5, and what's been an entertaining game here in game two of the six-game series. Has to looking to get their winning streak to a season-best 4 on the final two games in Carolina, trying to win the first two here. First pitch, Mesquita, hard hit, ground to short, Candelario has it, will flip it to second and get the force there. And Augusta is done in the sixth inning. They get two base runners. As Valerio had to work for four outs that time after the drop third strike was not completed, but he gets it. And we go to the seventh inning. Still 7-5. Augusta on top on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place as your trusted healthcare partner.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park, North Augusta, South Carolina. It is a 7-5 lead for Augusta. Green Jackets bring on their third pitcher of the night, Roldy Munoz. Has the seventh inning against Carter Jensen, middle third due up for Columbia. The hard-throwing right-hander, Roldy Munoz, is on to work. Made a couple of outings in Carolina. This is his fourth appearance as a Green Jacket. First pitch is a ball just a little low below the knees, and it's 1-0. Munoz has a big-time fastball, touched 99 with it last time out in Carolina. 1-0, a swing and a foul in on the mid of Zabrowski, 1-1. Big-time fastball that he kind of throws effortlessly. He's got big-time spin, or a big-time movement, I should say. Or velocity, better word for it. Working to Jensen. A 1-1 pitch. A changeup, that's a strike, 1-2. And that right there was the key pitch in his last outing against the Mudcats, a team that was jumping all over the fastball throughout that whole series against multiple Green Jacket hurlers. 1-2, fastball foul back, 1-2 two strikes. That changeup really changed things for him and also multiple Green Jacket pitchers, where you saw a lot of them threw off the Mudcats. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Jensen. Munoz missed away with another changeup, 2-2. He pitched in the second game of that series, threw an inning and a third with one run scoring on two hits. Did strike out three, but his second outing went 2 1/3 with nothing scoring on him. 2-2 is way outside, 3-2. Munoz was pitching into the ninth inning back in Saturday's game where he threw nearly a couple of scoreless innings, and then with the bases as well, who got that game to extra innings, resulting in a Green Jacket win in 10. 3-2 pitch, and he rings the no. Zabrowski snapped it down to third, but called the ball by Charles Welling. Cal Conley behind the bag at short throws up his arm, saying, where did that miss? It looked like Welling was about to ring him up, so that's kind of why I got into that routine of about to call the strike three, but it just missed. Thought better if it ends up being a walk, but a well-placed pitch by Munoz. Good take by Jensen. And now the time run to the plate and Omar Hernandez. So Jensen is out for the third time. Still some chatter coming from that Green Jacket dugout. First pitch coming to Hernandez as a chopper to the third base side, foul. And no catcher's interference. Second time we've seen this in this series as Hernandez hits the catcher's mitt of Zabrowski. And now the tying run is on. Just missed. They called strike three, did Munoz. And now on the first pitch, catcher's interference puts Omar Hernandez on. Now Roldy Munoz has to navigate through some trouble here in the seventh. That'll go down as an E2 on Adam Zabrowski. That is now the third error tonight on Augusta. And now it's Eric Pena. Munoz's first offering is a heater that blazes the corner, 0-1. I think there's still some chatter about that call at strike three that wasn't on the dugout, at least listening from here, but now you got to move on from it. The 0-1, a fly ball in the infield. This will be an infield fly. Durbin will call for it near the mound. He'll make the catch. Runners can move up at their own risk as they will get the strikeout or get the pop out. Always an infield fly. First or second base is loaded with one or no outs. Of course, that's called so the infield doesn't just drop it on purpose to come up with a double play. And they'll take it as they get Pena to pop one up in the infield. Here is Rebende Jaquez. Tying runs are out there for Columbia. 7-5. Augusta has a two-run lead. First pitch coming to Hockett. One ball, no strikes. Munoz looking for a ground ball. He's more of a fly ball pitcher by trade, considering what the velocity throws with and offers a lot of pitches to drive to hitters. 1-0 pitch is lined towards second. It eats up Quintero and goes into right field. This will go one run home as Jensen will score to third base. Goes Hernandez, and it's a 7-6 game. Hit sharply right to Geraldo Quintero. Had to move over a few steps, and it just took a tough in-betweener on him. And that'll be a hard hit single by Jaquez, and it's 7-6. And here comes Mike Seed out of the dugout. And now Columbia down 5-0 this game. Have been on the doorstep pretty much all night since the fifth. Are now a run away from tying this game up. If that's played by Quintero, you got a shot at any double play, but that one just took a wicked hop on him, and considering where he had to play that, not a whole lot he can do. Ends up being an RBI for Jaquez, and that's where, look at that, close strike three, it coulda, woulda, shoulda, catcher's interference, who knows what would've happened in that at-bat, but it's all part of the game, and you have to adjust as the mound visit is over. So Jensen, who led off this inning with a walk, scores. Hernandez on the catcher's interference goes from first to third on the last hit by Jaquez, who is now singled in back-to-back ABs dating back to last inning. And now it's Enrique Valdez as he tries to tie things up or maybe give Columbia the lead. First pitch tries to swing, bunt, not sure what that was, and he goes through it for strike one. Almost a bunt attempt that he kind of tried to whack the ball with. I'm not sure. I've never seen that before. Kind of crossed himself up. Nothing in one. Munoz kicks and deals. Tries to bunt again as he pulled back on a high fastball. 1-1. And now looking like a safety squeeze attempt that Valdez is trying to put down. He's got Caleb Durbin's attention over at third. He's moved in a few steps. Otherwise, the middle is back. They are looking for the double play. That would get them out of the inning with one out. One line foul. 1-2. That's a spot. If you bunt it there, that is going to get Hernandez home with a good jump. Safety squeezes. If you're the runner at third, you wait for it to get down. Suicide, you are running no matter what. And that means the man at the plate has to get the bunt on the ground some way, shape, or form, or that runner is toast. 1-2 pitch. He just missed. Right off the corner. Kind of confused. Valdez looked like was looking for something else. Looked like a slider for Munoz. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trying to get it out any way he can with the tying run at third base in the seventh. The 2-2. A tapper foul. Near the on-deck circle for Columbia. Stays 2-2 as Munoz fired his 15th pitch of the inning. Bullpen is quiet. This is all Roldy Munoz here in the seventh inning. Trying to blow away Valdez, the eight hitter. 2-2. A liner left field side. This one is going to drop just foul by a foot. That was maybe less than that from tying this game. Hernandez turned around and was watching it the whole way. Wanted to see what the outcome was going to be. He was going to score regardless. That one got down, and that one just missed. A game of inches. This has been really this inning. 2 balls, 2 strikes still to Enrique Valdez, who is 3 for 3 tonight. The 2-2. A liner to right. This one will get down. Base hit, and this game is tied. Warren comes up firing to third. Conley cuts it off and snaps it back to first. And the Fireflies from 5-0 down have tied this game at seventh on the fourth hit of the night by Enrique Valdez. This Fireflies team has no quitting them. And now the go-ahead run for Columbia now at third base as Munoz in the same spot with one out against the nine-hitter Candelario, who is 0-for-3. That hasn't been the easiest series for him defensively, but he has come through with the bat today. As now Jaquez moves to third, Valdez at first, Candelario the batter, first pitch is up tight. 1 ball, no strikes. Top of the order looms next for Columbia as now Augusta tries to survive the seventh inning with the game still tied. And now some action begins in the Green Jacket pen. 1-0 pitch. Candelario had a cut and he missed. Fastball for Munoz. 1 ball, 1 strike. Looks like James Acuna just got up for the Green Jackets. And he just started. So, again, this is a spot where Munoz, if he's going to get out of this inning, it's going to be on him. He'll have to navigate through the troubles. 1-1. A foul back by Candelario. 1 ball, 2 strikes. As the home plate umpire, Charles Welling needs some more baseballs. Just threw back his last one. And Munoz trying to get out number two. If he can get it at the plate, that'll help. If he can get one on the ground, have a chance to get a double play to get through the seventh. 1-2. He got him swinging. Half swing. He went around. It's a strikeout for Roldy Munoz as he climbed the ladder with a fastball. And there's the second out. Looked like he went. Took a little while for Charles Welling to confirm that, but they do get the K. Third time Candelario has struck out. Now it's Rivertown. Columbia scored in 4 straight innings. The last 3 have been 2-run frames, and as a result, they have come back to tie this game. Already on lefty, Munoz deals, and a swing and a miss. A little bluff of a run over at first base by Valdez went back. Pumped by Zabrowski as he didn't snap it down. And I'd imagine if Valdez does try and steal here, I think Augusta might just let him have it. We'll see. If you go for him, it's one of those things where you got to get him. You know Hernandez, or I should say Jaquez, will be jumping off a third. 0-1 pitch, a chopper foul down the first base side, 0-2. And now you're definitely in that spot. I'd be shocked if they threw down with 2 strikes. You know, his gears up for pitch number 23 in this inning. 7-7 the score. The 0-2 runner goes, a swing and a miss, and Munoz strikes out town. Fourth time he's punched out, and Munoz able to limit the damage once again to just 2 runs here in the seventh inning, but Columbia brings up 8, and we have a tie game. 7-7 as we stretch here from SRP Park. Don't go anywhere, folks, on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Brand new ball game, 7-7 the score. Bottom of the seventh. Call of the bullpen for Columbia is on to work to face Adam Zebrowski. Middle third due up for Augusta. First pitch from Barrasso to Zebrowski is a fastball by him, and it's nothing in one. Barrasso on for the eighth time this year. He's got a couple of saves this year for Columbia. 11 strikeouts and 9 2/3. Second time he has faced Augusta. Pitch to Zebrowski, paints the outside corner with another fastball, 0-2. Inning and two-thirds scoreless in game three of the year. Has not been scored upon in his two outings in the month of May, both against Delmarva. The 0-2 pitch is just off the outside corner. Good take by Zebrowski, 1-2 to the right-handed hitting catcher, who has a home run tonight. He scored twice. Facing the right-hander Barrasso from Panama. 1-2 is in the dirt, and it's 2-2. Now Columbia from 5 runs down have come back. They've already completed a 6-run come-from-behind win against Augusta. Now they've done it from 5. They don't have the lead, but now we've got a tie game. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a foul caught by Hernandez, and that's out number 1. Zebrowski down on strikes against Barrasso. One away for Stephen Paulini. Now you look back at Columbia, I think pitching a big part of their comeback tonight. Now they've swung the bats well. They've got 9 hits in the game. They're out hitting Augusta by 4. I think you got to give a lot of credit to Samuel Valerio, though, through 3 innings. Did not give up any hits. 2 runs. 1 was unearned. First pitch to Paulini, foul back. That's 0-1. 6 strikeouts, and he walked 4. Otherwise, Valerio kind of slowed down the offense for Augusta. And now Barrasso looking to do the same thing for the Fireflies. 0-1. A ground ball right side that takes a tough hop, but it's foul. Just behind the first base line, says Jalen Goodman, right on it. And it's 0-2. They don't get the out at first. Probably would have been one if it stayed fair. But now Polini's got a Stevens 0-for-3 in this game. The Green Jackets are in their sweet spot in terms of run score. Mentioned last night when they score 4 or more, they are now 14-3 on the season. They've got just 2 wins when they've scored 3 or less. 0-2 pitch. Paulini pulls one on the ground towards second. Right there is Hakia as a wide throw, but Quintana able to keep the toe on the bag, and there are 2 gone. 4-3 on that put out. If you're keeping track with us, here's Caden Morton. But there haven't been too many games this year. The opposing team has put up a lot of runs on Augusta. Only one time this year, 8 or more runs have scored on the Green Jackets. That was the opener last week against Carolina when the Mudcats jumped on the Green Jackets pitchers for 14. That was a season high by far, doubled it. First pitch to Caden Morton is too tall. 1 ball, no strikes. And Columbia is going to break that 8-run barrier if they're going to win this game tonight. 1-0 pitch. That's a strike. 1-1. That's the tip of the cap to how good the Green Jacket pitchers have thrown the ball this year. ERA stands around 3.5. Only Myrtle Beach and Charleston are better in the Carolina League, and those are the two top teams. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Morton was laid on a fastball, 1-2. Has now a chance for Barroso to get through the seventh inning clean and keep the momentum on the side of Columbia. Ball one, strike two to the right fielder. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's foul back. Morton had a good cut. Trying to work that outside zone to Caden. He's got a home run against Columbia this year. This would be a good spot for a second. Down the count with two outs. Here's a pitch. A bouncing ball foul near the dugout. It'll bounce into it. As he got on top of the baseball, Morton stays alive. Braulio Vasquez looms next for Augusta in a 7-7 game. A pitch from Barrasol. A half swing, and he went. Says home plate umpire Charles Willing, and that's a two strikeout inning and a three batter frame for Barrasol. We go to the eighth, tied at 7 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted health.
We get to the eighth inning here from SRP Park. Mitchell Speltz back with you in a 7-7 ball game. And what's been another good one. Green Jackets won a close one 4-3 last night. Now Columbia trying to cap off a 5-run comeback. Top of the order due up against Roldy Munoz, who will have his second full inning of work to start. Open quiet for now, but James Acuna was getting up a little bit last inning. Righty-lefty, first pitch from Munoz, spiked in the dirt. As he missed on a fastball, one ball, no strikes. And now Munoz tasked with trying to put up the first zero on the scoreboard for Columbia since the third inning. A fastball hit slowly to first. Braulio Vasquez will pick it up and jog it to the bag, and that's out number one. Three unassisted on that one, and one that jammed him a bit. So the number two batter, Daryl Collins, is retired. Now it's Guillermo Quintana. And the Green Jackets are going to win game two of this series in their fourth in a row. They're going to do it in the last at-bat scenario. One way, shape, or form. But it's all about, at this juncture, keeping Columbia off the scoreboard, which has been a tough thing to do over the last four innings. First pitch, Quintana waves that one and misses a slider on the outer part. Good pitch by Munoz. It's 0-1. Quintana was really the big one that sparked this comeback for the Fireflies with a no-doubt two-run homer back in the fifth inning. The 0-1. That's a slider, same pitch. Didn't chase this time. It's down and away. On ball, one strike. Munoz has big-time stuff. He's getting extended run. Coming over from high A. Rome was brought down with the plethora of injuries Augusta's dealing with on the pitching staff as he misses down low. Two balls and one strike. Green Jackets are currently 17 active pitchers on the active roster. They've also got three on the injured list. 2-1. That's the ball. That's a knee-high strike. 2-2. Quintana turns around, nods his head. Not sure if he was agreeing or disagreeing, but regardless, it's 2-2. Here comes Roldy Munoz. A fastball rings the bell on the corner. Good pitch by Munoz as he put it right on the edge, and there are two away. It was actually a good slider. He dropped right on the corner. That's a perfect pitch. Wasn't looking for that. Two up, two down. Here's Carter Jensen. Trying to put down the Fireflies in order. This has not happened since the first inning. Columbia's at least gotten one man out there. Righty lefty, first pitch to Jensen is down and in. One ball, no strikes to the DH for Columbia. Big swinging catching prospect in the Kansas City system. Previously had committed to LSU before the Royals picked him in the third round in the 2021 draft. 1-0 is off the outside corner, 2-0. Jensen's been another tough out today and in this series. Reached a couple times yesterday. Has done so three times tonight. 2-0. That's fastball. That's too low and just over the shoe tops. 3-0. Omar Hernandez waiting next. Green Jackets will have Braulio Vasquez, Makai Backstrom, and Caleb Durbin up in their half of the eighth. 3-0. A fastball rocketed to short, but Cal Conley right there. Little shift was on, and Conley able to catch the screaming liner right in his general direction. And Roly Munoz with a backup, three up, three down inning in the eighth inning. We go to the bottom half. It is now 7-7. Green Jackets trying to retake the lead on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My...
Augusta Green Jackets, and you're listening to the future stars of the Atlanta Braves.
Still the score, bottom of the eighth inning, bottom third due up for the Green Jackets, starting with Braulio Vasquez. Luis Barrosel is going to have a second full inning, got through his first in just 14 pitches, 11 strikes with two punch outs. First pitch to Vasquez is a ball, glowing off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. All nodded at seven, Augusta trying to regain the lead here. 1-0. Is too low. Two balls and no strikes as Barrosel overthrows one. 2-0 the count. Barrosel, after a scoreless appearance against Augusta to start the year, gave up runs in his next two appearances. However, has been lights out ever since then. 2-0 pitch. That's on the corner this time. Outer half, 2-1. Gave up one run at Myrtle Beach. Of course, a very potent offense. And when Augusta saw them for the first time, they were not swinging the bats. But since they left that series, that Pelicans offense has taken off in a big way. 2-1 pitch is too low again, 3-1. Pete Crow Armstrong in particular has taken off like a rocket. He is atop the leaderboard in many offensive categories. Of course, one of the top prospects in the Cubs system. That's played a big part in their offense, really being a big special part of April, as there is a swing and a foul down the third base side, and it's 3-2. He was on that one, barreled it up, but too much zip down the line, 3-2. Juan Mateo has gotten up in the Green Jacket bullpen. He's likely going to have the ninth regardless, one of Augusta's back-end relievers. Another hard-throwing right-hander. Ball three, strike two to Vasquez. The pitch is lifted in the air to right. Going back on it is Rivertown. He'll have room and makes the catch at the warning track. And Vasquez, frustrated with himself, knew he just missed one. Struck that one well, but just off the label. As it stays inside the park, just didn't have the sound to it. And now Makai Backstrom. Vasquez, Barrosel comes back to get him. Green Jackets trying to get something here. Makai Backstrom trying to start it as the pitch is inside, nearly hit him. jumps out of the way as he rolls to the backstop. One ball, no strikes. Ekstrom, a guy looking for a pick-me-up here. In the eighth inning, 0-3 with three strikeouts. Batting in the eighth spot for Augusta. 1-0. Backstrom had a good cut, but he missed. He was thinking about giving Augusta the lead on that swing. One ball, one strike. He's had good opposite field power. He's worked all fields. Trying to see if he can poke one into an alley somewhere. The 1-1 is down and in. Barrasol missed with a breaking ball. Two balls and one strike. Had one of his best games early year. A couple of extra base hits in the finale of that Columbia series. Helped Augusta get the 7-3 win and a 2-1 series victory. As that one hits the inside, Carter darted in by Barrasol. 2-2. Close pitch, but great spot by Barrasol. That's been a strike pretty much all night. 2-2. Barrasol kicks and throws. Backstrom is going to get rung up again. Right on the inside corner, goes back to that same spot, and he is down on strikes for the fourth time as Barrasol gets him looking. And Caleb Durbin comes up. That's good execution on the pitching by Columbia as Barrasol able to paint the black, and now Caleb Durbin with two outs. Has been one of the top clutch hitters for Augusta. He's got another big moment. First pitch is a ball a little bit off the edge. 1-0. Has been one of the top two-out hitters this year for Augusta. Had his home run the seventh inning that ended up winning the game for the Green Jackets in the 4-3 victory. 1-0 pitch. That one is a strike right on the edge. Knee high, 1-1. Caleb Durbin this year with two outs is 10 for 33. He's driven in seven. As the base is empty here, break-even pitch is on the outside corner again. Durbin not too satisfied with that one. Maybe a wide strike, but again, very similar spot as the last one. And now Barrasol's up on Durbin. Top of the order due next in a 7-7 game in the eighth inning. A 1-2, a swing and a foul back to the netting. Count stays at 1-2. For the Braves' 14th round draft pick from last year, Caleb Durbin, coming from Washington St. Louis University. And he's proven to be a good find in the early stages of the year for Augusta, batting in that nine spot. 1-2 pitch, a big bouncer to short. Candelario charges. He has it, throws on the run, and they'll get Durbin by a couple steps. Close play, made it close, but they got him as Candelario throws him out. And we go to the ninth inning, still tied at seven. Green Jackets trying to get to the bottom half, still tied as Juan Mateo enters on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Smile. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign. That's good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Mitchell Seltz with you from SRP Park. Final inning of regulation here from North Augusta. 7-7 the score. Juan Mateo is on for Augusta's ninth appearance. The right-hander from Athens, Tennessee, first year in the Atlanta Braves organization after he was let go by Cleveland following 2021. 2-0 record, one save on the year, gets Omar Hernandez as he fires in a fastball as he gets ahead, as he hits the outside corner. Big fastball slider combo with a changeup for Mateo. had the first save of the year for the Green Jackets in Myrtle Beach. The 0-1. Pass ball, an excuse me swing, tap foul. Little half swing that hit the end, and it's 0-2. Has been excellent here at the single A level. Pitched exclusively in the Arizona Complex League with Cleveland last year. Appeared in 22 games all in relief. Had a couple of saves in 30 innings. Has been a nice pickup by Atlanta. 0-2 pitch outside, 1-2. And he's got the velocity alone to blow you away at 98. He hits on average with it. Ball one, strike two to Omar Hernandez, the number five hitter. He's reached twice on errors tonight. 1-2. A half swing. He laid off a breaking ball. Little up and in. 2-2. 0-for-3 officially is Hernandez. He has scored a run. Matter of fact, he was the tying run that came in the seventh inning. 2-2. A fly ball lined to right, base hit. And Hernandez this time earns his way out with a base hit, and the go-ahead run is on for Columbia here in the ninth inning. And it's Omar Hernandez, punchy one to the opposite field. 10th hit of the night for Columbia. They're doubling up Augusta in that department. 7-7. Walks have been a story, and errors for the Fireflies that have led to some runs. Augusta, a couple home runs in this game from Cal Conley and Adam Zabrowski. Nothing down, now trying to take the lead here on the ninth with Eric Pena at the plate. Mateo faces him. He shows bunt, pulls back on a high and away fastball just gloved by Zabrowski. One ball, no strikes to the big swinging prospect for the Royals playing for Columbia, Eric Pena. One ball, no strikes. Mateo looking for a ground ball. Not a big lead for Hernandez off first. 1-0 pitch. He shows again, but bunts through it. One ball, one strike, and that is the struggle, folks. Bunting has become quite the difficult task at the plate for a lot of hitters. And this is the ideal time for one, trying to put the tying run into scoring position. And our time is called. We got a ball coming in from the bullpen. There's a right-hander getting loose for Columbia. That'd be John McMillan. Bullpen quiet, of course, for Augusta. Juan Mateo just entered. McMillan could be tasked with the ninth for the Fireflies, regardless of the outcome here. He shows early to Pena. The 1-1 is bunted through again. Two good ones to bunt, but he missed them both. Back-to-back fastballs, and it's 1-2. Puts Mateo in a much desirable position. Now we'll see if Pena attempts the bunt again. Of course, runs the risk of a strikeout if you bunt it foul. Big lefties up there. Open stance from the left side. 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Gassed him up, and there's one gone. A little shoulder shrug by Mateo. That gets the job done. And now here comes Rebende Jaquez. That's the hole you put yourself in as someone trying to bunt. You miss two, and you never know. Those could be two good pitches to swing at. And then you go up with just one pitch to defend yourself. And Pena strikes out. The first pitch to Jaquez is a foul back. Came in on his hands as he was able to get a piece of it. Nothing in one. Eighth strikeout of the year for Mateo. And despite having the big fastball, not huge strikeout numbers, but he has been good at getting outs. And that's the key thing about being a good back end reliever. A couple wins in relief this year. An ERA of 2.5. The 0-1. A liner to right. That's down. Jaquez has a hit. Hernandez again. Big arm. It's going all the way through. It's on the bag. And he threw him out. Caden Morant with an absolute cannon of a throw from right field. His fourth outfield assist of the season is a big one. And he guns down Omar Hernandez trying to go to third base. He's had some big ones this year. None more important than that one right there. That one was a money one hopper to Caleb Durbin, who played the hop and put the tag down. That could be the play of the game if Augusta is able to win this one. There goes Jaquez for second. The throw is a swing and a miss. That's the swing threw off Zabrowski. Certainly nothing illegal about it. It's a stolen base for Jaquez. So now two outs in the inning, but now with that stolen base, they're a base hit away from taking the lead is Columbia. Nothing in one to Valdez. The pitch is fouled back. It's 0-2. And you can't blame Hernandez to finish up on that play. You can't blame him for running. That's first and third, hard hit to right field. That you have to make a perfect throw to get him. And Caden Morton did. Had a tough play earlier in this game that gave him an error, but he makes up for it there. The 0-2 pitch, a half swing. It's foul back. Fastball up in the zone. Tried to hold back at one that looked like it was up and out of the zone. It's still an 0-2 count. Mateo's got Valdez in his court. But he's 4-for-4 in the game. Mateo trying to win the battle. The 0-2 Hawkins takes off, and he fouled it back. Got a huge jump. At this juncture, second, third base, not a big deal for Hawkins. Likely scoring a base hit. The main difference from getting to third base is opens up an avenue to score on a potential wild pitch. Still nothing into it to the left-handed hitting, Enrique Valdez. Here comes Juan Mateo. A fly ball to right field. Morton on the run in the alley. He's got a beat, and he's got a catch. And the inning is over. Morton ends the frame with a catch in deep right center field, and he helped get it there with a huge outfield assist. And we go to the B order coming off, trying to walk off the Fireflies. Keep it right here on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
In Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed.
Bottom of the ninth, tied at 7. Cade Moore in a big reason for it with an outfield assist that perhaps stopped from the go-ahead run for potentially scoring. Mitchell Speltz back with you. Top viewer, due up for Augusta. John McMillan on the pitch, the right-hander on for the eighth time this year. Has been very good out of the pen. First pitch, a strike to Geraldo Quintero. Nothing in one. 257 earned run average for McMillan. Last pitch on May the 8th versus Delmarva through an inning where he gave up a run. 0-1. A half swing, and that as Quintero's not all that pleased. Two pitches in a very similar spot, and now Quintero down nothing in two. Missing John McMillan. The 0-2 is high. One ball and two strikes. An original draft choice McMillan by the Detroit Tigers back in 2019 from Texas Tech. The 1-2, a little low looping liner that is going to drop. Base hit as he floats one in between Candelario and Collins as he drops it in, and the winning run is on for Augusta here in the ninth inning. Had to fight it off the other way and a lot of elevation on it as he popped it up, but it just got down in shallow left field. And now here's Cal Conley. A battle of Texas Tech Red Raiders. Conley against McMillan. Conley's had a big night. He's scored three times. Has a homer already, along with one walk-off homer. Does he have another one in him? He shows bunt and pulled back. Missed up and away, 1-0. But he'll do whatever it takes to get that winning run home. You also wonder, does Quintero think about running over at first? Certainly would not want to make it out on the bases with Conley at the plate. That's the downside. Quintero inches off the bag. He shows again and pulled back on a strike inside corner. One ball, one strike. Anything into the gaps has a good chance to score Quintero. Currently a bit of shallow defense out there for Columbia. A lot of room behind all three. 1-1 Conley tries to bunny, pops it up, foul behind home. Hernandez gives chase, but it's out of play by two rows. And now Conley faces a 1-2 count. Saw the same thing with Eric Pena last inning. Tried to bunt over Omar Hernandez. Couldn't do it. Found himself down two strikes and just one swing to keep his at-bat alive. And now Cal Conley in a similar spot. With Geraldo Quintero over at first, tied at 7. A 1-2 pitch. He tries to... Two balls and two strikes. A hit by Quintero was the first hit for Augusta since the home run by Adam Zabrowski in the third inning. Columbia has kept them silent in the hit department. 2-2. Conley shows again and bunts a good one back to the mound. McMillan bare hands fires to first in time to get Conley. A risky play with two strikes, but Cal Conley bunts it as well as you could. It'll work as a sacrifice as he moves the winning run into scoring position. Mission accomplished as Quintero is now into scoring position for Brandall Mesquita. Extended his on-base streak to 21 with a walk back in the fifth inning. Now does he have a walk-off moment in him here in the ninth inning. Tied at 7. All they got to do is get Quintero home. He's at second base with one out. Ace hit gives you a great chance to win it. Infield is back. Outfield comes in. First pitch to Mesquita is in the dirt, smothered by Hernandez. An option Columbia does have here. You got the base open at first. Mesquita's run does not matter here. You can put him on or work around him. But you got Adam Zabrowski on deck, who has been just as dangerous tonight. Nick Millen, a check to second. The 1-0. A swing and a miss. Big cut by Mesquita. Don't need to do a whole lot here. If you hit one right in front of the outfielders, not sure that's going to be enough to score. They're going to force him to make a throw. We'll see. Anything into the gaps, though, whether it's cut off or not, is probably bringing home the run. 1-1. Mesquita takes strike 2. Fastball darted on the edge by McMillan as he hits the outside. 1-2. Quintero, at the very least, trying to get to third base. He's in scoring position now. Mesquita in a big spot here in the ninth inning. Columbia trying to get this to extras. Tiger Flies will have 9-1-2 due up for the 10th to prevent that. Looking for their second walk-off win of the year. 1-2 is outside. A tailing fastball. 2-2. Green Jackets have been walked off 5 times. The first, most notable one by Columbia on opening night. Trying to return a bit of a favor here in game 2 of this series. The 2-2, Mesquita swings and misses at 1 in the dirt. It was foul tip but caught. Or actually, it wasn't foul tip. It was caught anyway. Don't have to secure it at first. And now 2 away for Adam Zabrowski. Big strikeout for John McMillan. The 24-year-old right-hander now one out away from forcing the 10th inning. That'll be the first extra innings game here from SRP Park if they can get it there. Righty on righty, McMillan to Zabrowski. And the first pitch is a strike. Throws him a bender, 0-1. That's it right on the outside corner. And his first home run since opening night back in the third, trying to poke one to the outfield. The 0-1 pitch in the dirt. Great stop by Hernandez. There goes Quintero. Had a bad read on it, and he is thrown out. Thought that one was going to spike away from Hernandez, but what a play by the Columbia catcher. Stopped it. Quintero thought he could run on it, and he's thrown out by plenty. And we will go to the 10th inning. Tied at 7. Free baseball next from SRP Park. Don't go anywhere. On the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Get your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
SRP Park. It is extras here from North Augusta, tied at 7. Juan Mateo is going to have the top of the 10th for Augusta as we fill you in on the extra inning rules. So the last out made by the Fireflies and the Green Jackets will start at second base. And for the Fireflies, that'll be Enrique Valdez as Wilman Candelario leads it off. 9-1-2 due up for Columbia. For Augusta, they will have Brandel Mosqueda. He was the last man that batted. So he will start at second base. First pitch, Candelario tries to bunt, but he pulled back on one just off the plate, up and away. 1-0. So that key runs at second base. As an offense, you almost have to get that home, especially if you are the away team. 1-0 pitch, outside again from Mateo, 2-0. I always continue to refer to it as almost overtime in college football. As the home team is the one who gets to play defense first, you get to see what you have to get to win the game. And with that runner at second base, you change your mindset. As Candelario bunts one foul, 2-1. So that's why it's so key for the road team in this instance to get that runner home. At least force the home squad to get that runner at second, the inherited runner home. If you don't get anybody, all you have to do is score the runner from second to win the game. And you just try and small ball them in. 2-1. He pulled back on one outside, 3-1. Candelario's head out. It's on the verge of a free pass as he's up there to sack bunt. Enrique Valdez, the runner at second base, 3-1 the count. Here's the pitch. He shows, and he bunts it foul. That one out of play, and now we'll see what Candelario elects to do here. Does he try and bunt again, or does he think about swinging away? Here in the 10th inning. Ball three, strike two. He shows earlier. The pitch is a ball down and in. He just pulled back in time, and Candelario gets walked. So first and second, nobody out in the top of the order for Columbia. Rivertown comes up. Now the Green Jackets are looking for a double play ball, but that's a tough out. That was missed by Augusta. As Candelario was just trying to bunt over, and Valdez the third, but ends up getting walked. Not the worst thing in the world. And now here's the top of the order. Now, Town will show earlier. The pitch to him is going to be missed, but he pulled back, and it goes to the backstop. It's a ball, and both runners move up. So worst-case scenario has ensued to start this inning, as here comes Mike Steed running out of the dugout to talk with Mateo. A walk on a sack bunt attempt, and then the first pitch to River Town, not close. Zabrowski couldn't stop it, and now a base hit puts two on the board for the Fireflies. And most importantly, possibly, it wipes out the double play possible, conventional style. Of course, you can still turn one, but it would be a unique one if that. And now if you're Juan Mateo in the Green Jacket, you're looking for an out anywhere. And at the very minimum, the last thing you'd want, or you're just trying to at least, at the minimum, just allow the one run to score. At least you have that starting at second base. But once you allow the second one, it kind of changes things. Gives Columbia, of course, the advantage in that perspective, realizing, okay, we just have to not let an additional run score. We can almost forget about the runner that starts behind you. On ball, no strikes to River Town. I'm not sure he's going to try and bunt in this spot, but the nobody out. Mateo's pitch is down and in. Have a tough time finding it right now. Two balls and no strikes. But the bullpen quiet. This is going to be all Juan Mateo here in the 10th inning. Yes, he's looking for a big moment on the hill. The 2-0 breaking ball landed in. Gutsy pitch on 2-0. Had a tough time with that fastball, so he tries a slider, and he got the spot. Two balls and one strike to River Town, who has struck out four times, but he's got a two-run triple. 2-1 pitch, pulled foul. Just got on top of the ball. Two balls and two strikes on another breaking ball. Mateo has gone two innings in his last two outings, both in the Carolina series. Earned wins in both of them. 2-2, and he just missed off the edge. Good spot with a changeup. 3-2. Darryl Collins waits next. Big pitch coming up for Juan Mateo. Infield moves in for Augusta. Normal depth for the outfield. 3-2, and he struck him out looking. Gassed him up on the inside corner, and there's out number one. Fifth K of the night for Rivertown. Mateo gets an out when he most desperately needed one, and now here's Darryl Collins. Got a base open at first, so a walk doesn't hurt you. But the benefit of keeping that open, it does give you some breathing room to work the corners a little bit more. First pitch to Collins, a swing and a miss. Fouled into Zabrowski's mitt, but another off-speed pitch from Mateo. And now you're seeing a heavy dose of breaking pitches and changeups from Mateo. The 0-1, a foul back. Another off-speed pitch, 0-2. Now this is a perfect time to maybe go to that fastball. Two off-speed pitches, changeups. Got he fouled. Now can you try and jump up that timing into a fastball? Can he put it where he wants it? 0-2. Mateo kicks and throws. A fly ball into center. Medium depth, Paulini's going to get underneath. They got a good arm, makes the catch. Here comes Valdez. The throw to the plate is going to be off the mark to the right. And Columbia's going to get a perfect throw. I don't think they're getting Valdez, who runs well, as he is the only guy that moves up. Roman Candelario stays put at second. And again, that one's not going to kill you. It'll go down in terms of scorekeeping purposes as an unearned run on Mateo. And Valdez is in. Darryl Collins gets the job done with a sacrifice fly. And now it's Guillermo Quintana with two outs. And now this is where you have to prevent further damage if you're Juan Mateo. First pitch to him, a half swing. It's not going to matter. Strike anyway. 0-1. Green Jackets are going to have Zabrowski, who was at the plate when the inning ended in the ninth after Quintero got caught stealing. Paulini and Morton. With Mesquita starting at second, the 0-1. A swing and a miss. A slider from Mateo, 0-2. Trying to keep Candelario at second. 8-7 Fireflies now on top of the 10th inning. Columbia's got their first lead of the ball game. The 0-2. And he missed up and in. Well spotted, though. 1-2. Threw him another slider. Infield now playing back. Normal distance for the outfielders. James Acuna currently throwing the Green Jacket bullpen just in case. 1-2 is high and tight. Had the limbo underneath that one. 2-2. Still a nice crowd here on tack. Here from SRP Park. Seeing a good one. Trying to see a great ending for Augusta. 2-2. And he got him looking. Sixth to landing on the breaking ball, and Mateo strikes out Quintana, and the Fireflies come away with just one in the 10th inning, but it gives them the lead. But now Augusta's got a counter. They need at least one to keep this game going. Two wins it. It'll be Zabrowski, Paulini, Morton coming up on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer. Discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
It's now 8-7 Columbia in the bottom of the 10th inning. The go-ahead run for the Fireflies scores as the starting runner from second scores, and Enrique Valdez on a sacrifice fly by Darryl Collins. So now 8-7 Fireflies as we play in the bottom of the 10th inning. Green Jackets need at least one run to keep this game going. They can win it with two. Adam Zabrowski starts it off. Brandon Mosquito will be the runner at second base. And it has been a good one. This would be a great win for Columbia. They can hold on. They were down 5-0. And they have come all the way back after three innings. Use the final two-thirds, the force extras, and now have the lead for the first time. John McMillan against Adam Zabrowski. First pitch is up and in. One ball, no strikes. Zabrowski, Paulini, and Morton. If anyone reaches, Braulio Vasquez. One ball, no strikes to the Augusta catcher. McMillan kicks and throws. And he missed wide, 2-0. And a walk isn't a bad spot in this particular situation. The downside is the winning run is on, but it gives you a double play chance. Got a base open at first. The 2-0 is inside. Three balls in, no strike. Even in the spot, 3-0. He gets what he wants. He's going to go after him. Master Perez not shy about giving his guys the green light, as he should give it to them if they've got something they are hunting. 3-0. A swing and a miss. Try to end it with that cut. 3-1. A fastball about a letter high. Tried to blast it over the left field wall where he hit a home run earlier today. Three balls and a strike. Mosquito gets his lead off of second. They set the target inside. Here it comes. And it missed out. Five-pitch walk to Adam Zabrowski. That puts the winning run on. And it'll be Stephen Paulini. And now that opens the door for a possible double play chance for Columbia if they get one on the ground against Paulini, who is hitless today, has yet to reach. Him and Mekhi Backstrom are the only Green Jackets who have not reached the base paths in this game in any way, shape, or form. Righty on lefty. Paulini's first pitch to him is a ball just a bit in. Right at the knees. One ball, no strikes. Paulini with a big home run back on Sunday. Can he make it two clutch hits in three games? One ball, no strikes. Look to second. Here's the pitch. McMillan missed outside. Two balls and no strikes. And that is going to bring on John Habian from the dugout to talk with him. Actually, Tony Pena Jr., I beg your pardon, the manager's coming out. This is just a discussion. There is nobody warming up in the bullpen, so not a pitching change here. Tony Pena Jr., the manager for Columbia, is out of the dugout. And this is the spot. You're just trying to calm down McMillan more than anything. And it's a very brief discussion as the whole infield's around. The count's 2-0 to Paulini. Tying run at second, winning run at first, and a very hitter-friendly count to Augusta's number five hitter. Normal depth for the outfield. They can cover a lot of ground out there. Collins in left, Pena in center, and Rivertown in right. Got a big right center gap for Paulini on deck area. Two balls and no strikes. They set the target away. The 2-0 is a bouncing ball towards second. They're going to tag out Zabrowski. That's all they'll get, though. Wasn't hit hard enough. As they stay out of the double play, but now runners on the corners with one out. Columbia will gladly take that the way this inning had began. A walk and a 2-0 count to Paulini. They get one out. Now a double play could end it for Columbia. So Paulini still at first. He'll be the winning run as he'll replace Zabrowski. But more importantly for Augusta, the tying run is now at third. And now Caden Morton, who's reached a couple of times, once via an error, the other a walk, as he comes up to try and tie this one up. First pitch to Caden is right off the outside corner, and it got Hernandez jumping. That one just missed. And the Firefly dugout talking to Charles Willing, and he doesn't seem to entertain it all that much. That one did not miss by much, and it puts Morton up in the count. The 1-0 is too low. Two balls and no strikes. Third consecutive hitter this inning. McMillan has fallen behind. Has faced 2-0 counts to all three Augusta hitters. Mosquito with his lead off of third. Not much of a lead for Paulini off first. The 2-0 is off the outside corner, 3-0. A double play ends it for Columbia, but Morton runs very well. He's a tough guy to double up. He'd have to be hit sharply at somebody. And McMillan now on the verge of loading up the bases for Braulio Vasquez. Three balls and no strikes. The kick and the throw. And that one is a strike. Caught the corner that time as they continue to work Morton away, 3-1. McMillan trying to battle his way back again. Mesquita, two or three steps off the bag. Same with Pelini. 3-1, a swing and a foul, and the count is full. That'll clench the teeth by Morin. Might have missed one there. And now the biggest pitch of the inning coming up. Morin trying to get out any way he can. At the very minimum, put the boom. Well, getting doubled off. Full boat to Caden Morton. McMillan ready and goes, and they stop it, and they call a hit. They call the balk. They have just called a balk, and this game is tied. It was called by the base umpire, Jalen Goodman, and here comes Tony Pena out of the dugout, and he is giving Goodman an earful. And this game is tied. It was a balk, not a pitch violation, so that means Morton's still going to see a pitch here. Pelini moves to second. More importantly, Mesquita's in. And Goodman let Pena go. He gave him a long leash. Now he's going back. He's still chatting to him. The whole infield for Columbia reacted right away in disbelief. I didn't see much. I wasn't paying too close attention to it, but a little flinch of the shoulders, and it's a balk. And the home plate umpire, Charles Welling, is going to take Pena out of the discussion with Goodman. And Goodman let him say what he wanted to say, didn't throw him out. But it is a key turning point as this game is now tied at 8 on a balk. Unbelievable. And considering what might happen here, we'll see, but that could be something that really changes the outcome of this game. I'd have to check that out one more time, but a tough break for Columbia. Augusta takes advantage in an 8-8 game now. Now the 3-2 pitch, and Morton fouls it back. Spoils one as he will see another 3-2 pitch. And there are some umpires that will give managers a long leash, and there are some who don't. And credit Jalen Goodman. He let Pena say everything he wanted to say and kept him in the game. The 3-2 pitch. Morton a bouncing ball. The short. Candelario can't play it. Here comes Pelini, and Augusta's going to walk it off on an error. The fifth of the night for Columbia, and Caden Morton delivers the goods for Augusta as they've won 4 in a row. A heartbreaking defeat for the Fireflies. A balk ties it, and an error wins it. Umpires. Augusta rallies in the 10th. To beat Columbia again. As they're celebrating in the outfield, 9-8 Augusta wins, and perhaps a controversial ending with a familiar theme. An error comes back to haunt Columbia, and that could have been, folks, possibly a double play ball otherwise. But Caden Morton gets mobbed, he gets soaked, but he delivers a win for Augusta. 9-8 the final. We got more coming up on the Easy Game postgame show. Green Jackets winning in 10. 9-8 over Columbia on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Everyone deserves access here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Good internet is ever.
Welcome into the Easy Game, Easy Go post-game show here from